So did you even do last week's? You didn't like post last week's episode at all, or
last week's episode is up.
Yeah,
you okay, didn't have it's on fanfare. News. Yeah.
I didn't post it to Twitter. I just posted it to the website.
It slinked out there.
Yeah, I just didn't do anything else.
It was yeah, it was skeezy.
All right, we're about to go live here in a second. Here
live from just New York. It's Sunday night.
It is Sunday night.
You got can still do Sunday SNL accurate, but you kept New York.
Because it's part of the thing.
They don't know where we're Saturday at.
The title of the show is Five, Saturday night.
Four, three. You're not supposed to say 3, 2, or 1.
No, it's one oh, that you two. Don't say. Yeah. You go 5, 4, 3, 2, and then 1. Silent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
You don't bob your head either.
And you point.
As I've learned from usually Wayne and Garth.
On one.
You can bob your head.
Yeah, you can just... Mm-hmm.
My favorite is when Andy for the pain trains would try to sync it up and he'd like hold up a finger and then say one and then he'd hold up a finger and then say two and it's like you're not you have to say them at the same time.
No, I was saying that one time. The one time. Like the one goddamn time that I fucked it up.
Funny time.
Yeah.
Why would I remember the times you didn't fuck it up?
I love the time that I used it in one of the blooper reels of you yelling at Raylene in the other room. It was like, I got the car's key when you get to walk home.
Yeah. She doesn't like to drive, so that's my threat. Anytime, you can walk.
Welcome to episode 140 of the Crippled System Podcast.
Not a prime number.
Not a prime number. My name is Andy.
Your name? Hi. My name is Chris.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Brian. That was weak.
That was pretty weak.
I know. So Nathan just followed us, and that's the thing is, it's we were building.
I wasn't. I
subverted expectations. So I said with the Lambeau Field thing is like if they installed a fleshlight in the wall of Lambeau Field, like how much could they charge? Because Packers fans would fuck Lambeau Field.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's at least a good, I'd say 30% of them.
I don't even think they really need to install like a fleshlight. I think if you just let people go on the field and start,
give them a trowel shovel or something.
I think the only way that you could do that is have the fleshlight in the wall of one of the, you know, anywhere in Lambeau Field is if you also get the picture of like. Like when you're riding the log ride when you're going down, but it's a shot of you going into the fleshlight.
A shot of your O face.
Yep.
That's,
yep.
All right.
Yep. Or your vinegar strokes.
What?
You never watched the league.
Vinegar strokes?
Yep. Yep. That's what they call it.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. That's beyond me. I've never
you never watched the league either?
No, I have
oh,
not.
Oh my God.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, you can't
can
watch it with definitely
it.
With your kids, right?
I saw one episode of the league once. I think it was the first episode. I like what's his face.
Ruxin?
No. Well, I don't know the character names. The guy.
He
sings on the YouTube.
Yes, he's Lejeune, Taco.
John Lejeune.
Yeah, he's Taco.
Yeah, well, he's also the rap collaborative with all the nonsensical people, like MC Amnesia and MC Shits His Pants. Those are both people that are in the collective.
Yeah, but you haven't experienced Rafi, and you need to experience Rafi. You
the
need to watch
phone guy.
No,
that's Rafi.
But it's not Rafi. Rafi from the show.
It's a different Rafi.
Yes, you need to see the league just for Rafi.
Yeah, I don't know.
I suppose I should log in to see what other people are talking about.
They're worthless.
Yeah.
So we got announcements.
You know why I don't watch the league? Is because I saw Knocked Up. Well, I saw most of Knocked Up because Knocked Up was terrible. So when I walked out of Knocked Up was during the scene where the girl is mad at the guy because the guy has a fantasy baseball league. And I'm like, this movie's fucking terrible. So I left. So now I just don't like fantasy sports and media.
So the funny thing about the league, it is, has as much to do about the show as Always Sunny having a bar.
Sure.
That it's no.
The important thing is that Knocked Up was a terrible movie.
It was, but I stayed to watch it all because there was this like 80-year-old couple that was in the theater watching it with us, and of course they're deaf and can't hear anything. So they were like, you know, the wife is explaining to this, you know, old guy like what's happening and why, you know.
I heard there's like, you know, a crowning
she's on top.
Scene. Was that like?
It was. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention at that point.
What?
But
there's a crowning scene, I heard.
There is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the only movie I've ever walked out of because I got to that scene and they're all yammering and I'm just like, I don't give two shits about any of these people Like, you haven't made me care. Go fuck yourself, what's your face? And then I never saw any more of his movies.
Oh, Judd Apatow movies?
Sure.
Never Judd saw Apatow any of those. Shit. Okay.
Name a good
Seems Japanese. Fair. Seems you fair.
40-year-old virgin. I liked about 15 minutes of it.
Okay.
Not like in a row. Like,
did you see
like
This Is 40?
No, that movie was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it kind of is. So, but now that I am 40, it seems
this
like...
This is how I know your gay scene. Like, that was funny with Seth Rogen and the other guy who's not Seth Rogen. And then the waxing scene was okay because Schadenfreude. And that was about it. The rest of the movie can just go fuck itself. And then I saw Knocked Up and I walked out of it. The only time I've ever walked out of a movie because it was fucking terrible. And then I've never seen anything else he's done because all of his movies are shit as far as I can tell.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't think of one good one. I also have never walked out of a movie theater before.
Because like it was Wednesday at like 3 at the Dollar Theater.
Gotcha.
And so the movie's halfway over and it's like 4 and I'm like, you know what? There might be people at Peg. And so I just walked out. I'm like, I would rather sit at Pegasus for an hour, maybe there will be somebody there to play a game of War Machine, than sit through the rest of this terrible shit.
Yeah, he did Trainwreck.
I haven't seen it. I like the one scene I saw with Wesley McGee talking about gay sex. John Cena, that's his name.
He did the horrible movie with Adam Sandler in Cancer.
That funny people.
Yep.
Yeah. I like John Cena.
John Cena.
No,
awesome.
John Cena.
I have heard that John Cena, by like a factor of like 10, has the most Make-A-Wish appearances of anybody in history.
Yeah. WWE is
like, he does
huge
like 10
for
a day.
Stuff,
like he just tours constantly doing Make-A-Wish appearances.
And that's awesome. I wish I would be in that type of position where I could do something like that. Because that's an awesome thing to do. Awesome. I'm going to say awesome two more times. Awesome.
It's better than like what Chris Benoit did. That's less good.
That's the guy who gave us those balls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benoit balls, yes.
Yeah. We had to bring up Chris Benoit. Had to bring up the guy.
We're like crazy. And
we're like 5 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, so we got announcements, right?
Are there announcements?
There are no announcements. Nothing is happening until after Christmas.
Yeah, there is nothing happening. Well, I mean, there's some stuff happening, but nothing War Machine related, I think.
Or nothing local, at least. I mean, there's a few big things in January. Not even really. There's, like, CanCon is, like,
Oshkosh have something coming up soon?
It's after the day after Christmas, which is going to be glorious, because I hope that a lot of people in Oshkosh are with their families, so I can go and just, like, spread out at Pete's Garage and not have to stand around for 5 minutes waiting for a table to open up and eat on the street. It'll be really good.
You weren't here that one time that Andy was talking about like a $50 tournament at Oshkosh.
No, it wasn't Oshkosh. That was WAPACA. They have the WAGPACA.
Yeah.
That's the convention. I'm pretty sure that's where it is. Those guys are like 40K till they die people.
Nope.
So I think Fantasy. They used to be like 40K till they die people.
They're that's generally fantasy. No, it's WAGPACA as in still orcs. It's orcs go WAG in fantasy too, but it is generally a fantasy tournament.
Oh, so that's why they're deciding to go into other realms now, because fantasy fucked them in the ass.
Correct.
So
correct.
Yeah, they have a convention, and then they happen to have a 35-point steamroller going on, and I don't think they understand that, like, with the breadth of tournament scenes to choose from around here, that nobody's gonna show up to that.
There's
way too much money.
There's 7 people at it right now.
If there are people that are there for other reasons, but like,
yeah, basically they have 3 days for an event, so they're trying to turn it into a convention.
Mm-hmm.
3 days of events. War Machine is on a Saturday. They have it very strictly limited in the amount of time that they can have for it. It's basically like from 9:30 till 5:30. So it means I have to run a smaller event, so probably a 35-point event.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to God I don't get over 16 players, because then I'm going to 5 rounds, and there's no fucking way I can fit 5 rounds from 9:30 to 5:30. On top of that, the event itself costs $20.
Yeah.
Just to go to the event. And then you also have to pay for a 3-day pass for the entire weekend of $30.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $50 to go to a 35-point event.
I really wish there was some way some of these convention people could make it so that you can just go in or at a flat rate for just like the one tournament and then boogie out of there. I don't know how to manufacture that, because like at Gamehole Con I paid for the 1-day pass, mm-hmm. which was fine, but I didn't go anywhere other than the overly expensive beer tent because Green wouldn't bring me any of his beer, or the shitter. Like, those are the places I went to. I might have been in the War Machine room playing in the tournament, but I can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I like the guys. The other requirements for the event, too. If you are interested in going, they do put on a good show. I'll be running the event. There's currently 7 people signed up for it. Mm-hmm. So,
what's the prize package look like? Is it good enough to make somebody want to come out and spend $50 to be in a 35-point steamroller?
I'm just running the event, so I don't know what kind of prizes that they have for it. Other than I'm gonna probably fork over the bill for badges.
Yeah,
or like the new steamroller pin kit is probably what I'll fork out for. But I don't know exactly what their prizes are. But some of the other requirements is you have to have a fully painted force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're trying to do the Adepticon thing.
Yep. Which, I mean, granted, it does look nice to see a fully painted force on the field, but if
$50 to go play in a 35-point tournament that requires a fully painted army in, where is it?
Wapaka.
Yeah. Where is it?
That's like
Wapaka.
That's the name of a city.
Yeah.
Yes. It's called Wapaka, Wisconsin. Yes.
And you lived there for a while, actually, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you
didn't.
That's why it's called Wapaka. Watoma. Okay, sorry. That's got my Waz mixed up.
Yeah, Wagpaka. Wapaka.
Yeah, it's Wapaka.
That's dumb.
No, I mean, like, if it was, I don't know, it's hard to.
Where the fuck
justify.
Is Wapaka?
Isn't that out by, like, Milwaukee
Isn't
just
that
before?
A type of,
No.
It's on the other side.
Hmm? What?
It's like a type of llama.
That's exactly. An alpaca.
That's an alpaca, yes.
Alpaca, yes.
That's... If you put a llama, instead of an L, then it's fine.
Demon llama.
Isn't it, like, north of, like, in the Waupun-ish area?
Okay, I thought it was near
just to
Green
throw another Wa in there, but...
North of Waupun.
Yeah.
Waupaca is like, north of Waupun.
Like on Highway 26, you just keep going north.
I think so. I was looking to see what Rick's
Green Bay.
I live in that area, so I kind Amanda of thinks have
near
a
Green
general
I think it's near
idea.
Green Bay.
No, it's not near Green Bay, but it's to the west of Green Bay-ish.
Okay, well,
it's in the green. It's center of like Wisconsin.
So on the Wisconsin map, it's not here.
And welcome
it's
to episode 140
here?
Of Crippled System, where we talk about Wisconsin geography.
Where the fuck did you get a spotted cow?
It's down in the. Do you want me to get you one? There's one more down there. I should have asked.
It was mine.
Oh, well, Andy said I could have it, so.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So legit. I think the painting requirement, I understand where they come from because they want the armies to look nice, but it's still kind of like an elitist mindset. And I don't like elitism in gaming because then it reminds me of GW people, and that's just like synonymous.
That's just what I was going to ask. Isn't that kind of, I mean, I'm. Don't really play a lot of, you know, privateer press games, but isn't that kind of how they really established their foothold and said, you know, we just want everyone to play and we don't want a painting requirement and just, you know, come and play. And GW was the, you know, the one saying, yeah, you have to have everything painted. I mean,
where it's just a hobby requirement.
If Games Workshop could get some kind of way to test the paint on your models at any official tournament they run, which they don't, they would probably do that and make sure that your models were painted with GW specific paints too. Mm-hmm. Like that's just what they do. But I don't. Painting requirements are weird. I'm a painter. I like painting. I don't have a fully painted force really, unless it's like one of my top lists.
It's north
but I just
of
don't. I don't like. Okay, now we're gonna turn into the YouTube video of people trying to pronounce Wisconsin names.
Awesome,
Oconomowoc.
Just because Mackinac Island has a C at the end doesn't mean it's pronounced Mackinac. It's Mackinac. The C is silent. Duh.
So there. That's where Wapaka is.
Oh.
So
it's like in the center of North Wisconsin.
Yeah. My wife's parents live in that area.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea where that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of north.
It is an area that exists on its own, really, when it comes to
glad you're showing that to everyone.
I love painted armies. I hate requiring painted armies.
Exactly. Not everybody's going to want to paint there. Not everybody even has the ability to, really. I'm like, you know, there's on the extreme sides of things, people could play this game to where they just don't have the motor control to actually like sit down and paint an army for a long period of time. It just because it takes a while. It's some time that it takes to do that, especially if you want to. Because I think in the Journeyman League rules, they define like what a painted army really is, and it's that every detail needs to be discernible from another type of deal. So like you can't have your coat the same color as your little pouch or whatever, your sword, you know, things like that, where you could get away with a lot of it in other games, really.
Wow.
Can't see anything off of my...
Of course
of
you can.
Well, yeah.
That was awesome. It was just like that was the point. Light. It was awesome.
I thought he was just, you know, trying to be funny.
I was being trying to be funny.
Well, the another announcement, too, that I was thinking of, or that I think I missed last week, was the Muse Network's down a podcast. They... the Australian people. Why the fuck can't I remember the name of their fucking podcast? Trent Dennison and Morehouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Gumtree deal. They decided to drop off and not make podcasts anymore. They left. They a lot of them, I think, left War Machine too. So it's interesting, but it is an announcement, I guess.
Since we have no announcements.
Well, the Oshkosh event, though, that's a 35-point tournament that's coming up soon, and it seems like that one's getting bigger and bigger and bigger as time goes on. Usually when these 35-point events come up, you don't get a lot of people on them, but this one is pulling people from Janesville. It's pulling five people from Baraboo for sure, and we barely even get five people out on a regular night to play War Machine. And Madison's bringing some people, too. I know Acker's got his own car.
When is this?
The day after Christmas.
Boxing Day. I work.
Yeah, it sucks.
I make it. I might be able to do it. It sounds like fun.
They have a nice store, and Pete's Garage is awesome.
The other thing I wanted to say about the Wagpacka as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, they're really nice folks.
I don't want to trash on their stuff.
I don't want to trash on it too much, but you look at what we did for Who's the Boss, you know, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and that was a $20 buy-in. Which is expensive by War Machine standards. If you're going to a tournament, $20.
It's a charity thing, though. And
you get food.
And I fed everybody there.
That is the big difference. Like $20, if I go to Madison, makes me feel warm and fuzzy, and I get to eat food.
Yeah.
That Andy just forces down your throat, and I get soda unlimited, basically, because you've never run out of soda or anything.
No, I always take some home with me.
Last Who's the Boss I went to, I ate the last burger that Andy had made, and it crunched as I ate it because it was burnt. Remember that? It was the reject burger because he accidentally burnt one.
Somebody took a bullet for Andy at the last one and ate his exploded brat so that Andy could have a regular one.
So nice.
We just lost signal again.
Yeah, well, the recording's still working. Fuck the Twitch people.
It's just Tord anyways, probably.
Probably. I was going to say something, and I forgot.
It's pertaining to
audio still going, so that's fine.
Another great announcement is that there is still a significant number of people who are terrible at this game and are deluded because they're like, I don't think Malkarn's a big deal.
Yeah, Malkarn.
I have heard.
You just see people, they're like, it's not, come on, guys, the sky is falling. Oh, let's not exaggerate, automatically kills a huge base model. Well, yeah, it's a statement of fact. That's not an exaggeration.
Yep, there's a lot of talk about War Machine lately that has been kind of getting under my skin, and one of the big ones is this, like, polarizing effect you have with players, and it's from two different groups, really. Like, the people have been playing for a really long time just seem to be really vocal about complaining about how stagnant the game is. And then on the other side of the new players, they complain because the game's too vast to absorb, and that's how some of the attrition happens with players. So I'm just not understanding. I think, like, I don't know if it's a groupthink thing or if people are only looking at War Machine from the competitive aspect. And, like, when a list is competitive, it stays competitive for a really long time. And I don't understand where this stagnancy comment is coming from unless people are just like, I'm going to play my A-plus lists and do nothing but play that. If that's your meta, then I think, I don't know if something needs to change or your attitude needs to change, but I just don't understand the stagnancy statements, especially when Privateer Press is throwing release after release after release. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that it takes a year for some of these models to actually get into our hands after we get the rules. I don't know. That's just been on my chest for a while.
Yeah, it's rough to have people claim that the game's stagnant, and then they bring up broken stuff that's all, you know, within the last 2 or 3 years.
Exactly.
The game's super stagnant because everybody plays EE.
And runes, well, yeah, if you're a troll player.
How is that stagnant, then? That's new-ish.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, it's a couple years old at this point, but it's not like, you know, complaining about how everybody still plays Haley 1 and Gatsby 2 or something like that. Like,
exactly.
The game has changed.
It does evolve, yeah.
You can discuss that the meta has shifted to, you know, now the game is based around armor and wounds, and you can discuss that, but that still is an adjustment, because 5 years ago, the game was based around Defense 19 Infantry.
Yeah, you can still correct the meta to that, where it's like, the thing is, metas always have to evolve, and if you get into this stagnant thought where you're like, okay, I can only break armor with armor, and that's all I can do, but the thing is, when you're bringing armor like that, it's pretty easy to get their caster because they have fewer models, so like, bringing more mobility and bringing more high defense things and little packages, I think, could really like, sweep the game for you. Like, if Meat Mountain went against something where it was like double Chaozzi Eliminators that could get a little bit on the tuned up side, like primed or something like that, I think they'd have a hard time dealing with it because you just sit there and Grizzle be in the middle and they just come out of nowhere and get at her. I mean, inhospitable ground might be a problem, but
fucked because of inhospitable ground.
But you've got Rupert. I mean, if he can travel with him, I'm sure he can give him Pathfinder.
So what Brian Geezy was saying, since he's too lazy to be on the podcast today.
Oh, but he decided to go on the
Twitch. Go on the Twitch.
It's odds machine.
Oz machine. There we go. Jesus Christ. Give me a home.
I assume he just wanted to play Fallout 4. That's what I assumed.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just listening to the Twitch while he's playing Fallout 4.
Yeah, but he was saying high level play is stagnant. Overall game is huge.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
I mean, I can understand that. I mean, but thing is, so there's been the errata that came out just recently, too.
Yeah, it was earth shattering.
Yeah, it completely changed the game.
Which errata?
The one where, Haley where 2. Denny 2 became not a thing anymore.
Yeah,
Haley 2, Denny 2, I mean, basically all those things that changed the game.
But then is that just the toxicity among the high-level players where they're just not ready to think outside their box and try something different?
Would you say Lilith 2 was the go-to caster in Legion at all, according to the current meta?
It might evolve into that with ADR thing. But
she isn't now.
No, she's not.
But Lilith 2 won War Machine Weekend.
Exactly.
Right? So if that's not the... Like, that wasn't Veil 2 and whoever the fuck
Absolonia
the other...
Absolonia 2.
Or whatever. Like, Lilith 2 is not one of the people that you're supposed to play. Like, oh, it's... Every faction has the two or three lists that are the correct, quote-unquote, list to play. Lilith 2 wasn't one of them, and she won War Machine Weekend.
Exactly. And then, now Fagrosh is starting to come up in conversations because of the Blightbringer. I mean, like, there is a lot of fluidity in the game, and I think if you're just, like... Because I probably am, like, probably the wrong person to be talking, because almost the entirety of this year I've played nothing but runes and EE, but it's been my first time playing them, so I think it's all right, whatever. Something but I like people being able to mix things up and bring different things to tournaments and break away from their normal list, and maybe just some folks have a hard time doing that.
Holy shit. If I knew you were going to talk this much, I would not have fucking invited you, Amanda.
Whenever War Machine comes on, she kind of just tunes out.
I would say so, too. I'm like, if you told me it was going to be all War Machine, I would have just like, yeah, I'll just go
shut down. It's how I fall asleep at night. It's a bedtime story right now.
That's sweet. Brian just talks War Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how I get out of sex, too.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that, right?
I can't even.
Hey, I'm.
What's the non-creepy way to say I do you?
We already brought up the whole Amanda sandwich thing, and yeah, she didn't really seem to go for it. So,
well, no, the sandwich, but I'm just saying, like, it can be an open-faced sandwich. It doesn't have to be like the two pieces of bread Eiffel Towering. You know, it's not a spit roasting thing. You don't have to do the spit roast or the Chinese finger cuffs. You can go to an open-faced sandwich, and
you could
love.
That's true.
All you got to do, Amanda, is get dressed up like a Satixis. That's all I need.
Oh.
That's all I need from you. That's it.
Okay, wow. What the fuck is going on with my connection?
I don't know.
It's so goddamn annoying.
Just finally got away from War Machine, and then you have to go on with the connection.
We finally tried to break free.
So the Twitch people are going to have issues, but we're still recording, so we'll just go on with life.
Yep.
Exactly.
So what do you want to talk about, Amanda? / Chris, but lesser extent, Chris.
No, I don't really care. I don't have anything good to say.
How about Destiny pod racing?
Yeah, let's not talk about Destiny for days.
Holy fuck.
I've found it. I've cracked the crippled system.
But I finally got my Class S license.
Oh, boy.
It was very exciting.
Yay.
Last night I got roped into going to a ghost race, I guess, basically, where like Amanda needed to make sure that she would win X number of races in a row.
I had to win to get some special things.
So basically I just had to sign in and show up to this race with all of her friends where we dirtled around for 10 minutes while Amanda beat us.
Yep. Oh my goodness, that is collusion.
You do not deserve whatever you earned. I didn't really earn anything. I just beat a quest. But I can never do like better than like third.
So you just needed to get better at racing.
Chumps she in. Can't get good.
Brian can't not be sixth place, so...
It doesn't matter. I picked up the controller and saw Destiny for the first time in 2 months.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure taking fifth over some of your friends that have been playing for the entirety of the game's life is a pretty good testament of how great of a pod racer I am.
There's pod racing in Destiny.
Yeah.
I don't even know anything about this.
There's
I am
a lot of things
really
that
confused.
Made Destiny terrible, and one of them is that it has pod racing. It has all the terrible
nothing
things
is
that make
terrible.
MMOs terrible.
I
which is
love
like,
the Sparrow okay. racing.
Do you want to play a game where you go and you shoot and you get adventures and missions and stuff? How about you just drive some fucking cars for 20 hours?
Wow.
It's nothing like
it's optional.
Playing
fishing in World of Warcraft. Like, why the fuck do you have fishing? I am a goddamn Minotaur warrior. Why would I want to fucking fish? And fuck you people who fish.
They could go outside and just do that and fend for themselves that way.
You don't have to fucking... Oh my god, you're encouraging Blizzard doing the shit like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Everybody wants to fish. No, we don't.
But everybody's fine with playing
I do it just
a reskin
I want,
version of Donkey Kong.
You do it because you
but
want
I
the
want,
achievement.
I want Nat Pagel to be my friend. Yeah. That's why. I mean, that's the whole point of doing it. It's not because I enjoy fishing. It's because, hey, there's a little tiny, minuscule little carrot on the end of that thing. I get a pet or...
Yeah,
Andy knows all about pets, and here we talk about pet battles. Pet battles, war.
And then they do, like, a carrot on the end of a burning... thorny stick that's painful to do because they do shit like they get the achievement where if you're an alliance person you have to catch the fish that only gets like one out of a thousand casts and it's only appears in the horde's main city and vice versa if you're hordes like really
now
that
I think most
like
of those are
Pokemon
are,
level shit
it kind of is
like this thing is literally like a one in a thousand chance of being on your line and you can only get it in the capital cities and there's an achievement for getting the one in the other capital city you know where thousands of people will be murdering you the whole time you're trying to fish.
That is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
No. I bought into World of Warcraft when it first came out.
Pod racing.
Maybe not
it's
when
a good
it first
time,
came
I
out.
Promise.
It was about a year later. And I picked it up for a minute until I got my big blue raspberry plum guy that followed me around, and then I was done.
Played it for
a
day.
Played a warlock and got that.
Never again.
Blue.
Warlocks are evil. That's...
I won't do it.
I mean, fine.
Played it for like 3 weeks straight and woke up and was like, this is not life. It's not good.
You know, I'm just bitter because a man, this is the terrible decisions you make. Like, other terrible decisions aside.
I'm a pretty good decision, actually.
How I feel about you the same way I feel about myself. Like, I look at this person, I'm like, how the fuck did they manage to
I
trick a woman?
Well.
To trick a woman.
I didn't.
Like,
oh,
I think every man is
behind.
Like that, Nathan. It's really.
Like, none of us are. Like, I look
there
at Jeremy
no
with Katie.
Story.
There's a good.
I look at me with. But the point is, anyway. But this is the thing, because Amanda is a terrible person who makes terrible decisions in life. Because you're
obviously,
a
wonderful
racing. Person.
You
destiny.
Pod racing or some other terrible destiny bullshit.
And now she's podcasting here. So.
Instead of coming and seeing Mad Max Fury Road in 3D on the IMAX.
I was waiting. It was really important. See.
No,
when I make plans to raid with certain people, I don't like to bail on them.
Bailed on us?
I did bail on you guys, and I apologize.
How come you can bail on us, but not random internet people?
They're not random
internet
people.
She didn't really
bail
on us, though. She just didn't like agree to the plans, right?
Oh, according to you, she'd agreed.
No, I don't. Oh, no, I think I agreed for her. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, see, Brian's the one who makes terrible decisions.
No, it's because Amanda doesn't like making plans ever, so I'm the one who has to be like, okay, we're going to go do this. Let's go eat so we don't die. And take a shower while you're at it.
Why?
Wow.
You're very rude.
That just sounded rude. Really did. I will
you're
admit.
So mean.
Now let's.
I'm hurt.
Fight.
It's
fight,
all right. I'll just. We'll. I'll stop.
I know.
And you're just
I
right
to know them now. No. The podcast gold. We
that's
can't get the Shays to do it.
We would go viral.
That's probably the only way we'll be able to beat last week.
I figured it out.
They're
down there Skyping another player into their D&D session.
Oh,
what a bunch of asses.
Nerds.
Oh, fucking nerds.
They're playing D&D? Oh, I'll be back. I'll go down there.
Whatever. D&D is like the third worst RPG.
the third worst.
Fantasy,
all right, so.
Fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would explain why everything was dropping when it was. So
Skype is a hog.
So
it is.
So we're not even twitching anymore?
We're twitching. I thought it was my computer. I thought it was like random things opening it up and causing issues, but no, it was the actual feed.
Do you want me to finish this beer so you can bludgeon Jeff to death with the bottle?
No.
You can just use Brian's.
Might have stopped.
Yeah, you can use this one. I probably won't finish it.
You have drunk like a milliliter.
This is fucking terrible. Like, straight up bad. I was like,
so
okay,
you need
well,
to drink like 12 other beers before you can drink that.
I would try it, but I'm 80% sure, number one, it's terrible, and number two, you have some kind of a disease.
No, I don't have any diseases. I was like, I'm in this thing where, like, I always make fun of the beer machine people and bring up MGD all the time because it's a lovely beer. And this seems to be the one that gets their dick hard, and I'm just like, okay, so obviously this in New York you have no taste buds.
This is the one that
this
gets
is, yeah.
Hard?
Really?
All right, I'll give it a shot. The problem is every pumpkin, beer is though. worse than any beer by New Glarus.
Pumpkin. Yeah, and you are directly contrasting it to that. Because you were drinking.
So I'm enjoying a nice, delicious Spotted Cow.
Well, now you get if you have enough left where you can wash off the ass from your tongue.
It smells really bad.
It smells all right. It tastes like shit.
One of my stepdaughter's ex-boyfriend, they bought me. They're like, oh, we got you this fancy beer, and it was peanut butter and banana flavored beer.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I tried a sip, and it was very bad.
That was like for War Machine weekend. Amanda bought this Blue Moon stuff because she likes the Blue Moon regular beer, and it was just like a sampler pack of a bunch of other stuff they have. I know it's fucking rancid.
Oh God.
I think, like, I don't know, like, this is some masochistic.
I almost
want
to try it just to see if he's actually
pass the bottle all around.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like that burnt aftertaste. Like,
all right,
like if
let's
you eat
this.
Coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love eating coffee grounds, Nathan.
The aftertaste in my throat is like eating coffee grounds. Like the pumpkin was in there at first, and then the coffee ground taste stayed inside my soul.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there's only. What size bottle is this?
Oh my god, that is just. Oh, gross.
There's only like 0.99 pints left to go. There's 22 ounces, so we got like 21 and a half ounces left to go. Andy, your turn. We'll get through this eventually.
Yeah.
I'm not touching it.
No, you shouldn't.
It's really bad.
I'm not touching it.
You're the only one.
Hey, go dump it.
The four of us have all tried it.
I did drink your mead the other week.
Oh, you're gonna. Spotted Cow, take me
I
away.
Have nothing else I can wash it down with. Nathan, go get me a soda.
All right, what do you want?
The cranberry thing. Okay. That's strong enough flavor in that. Though.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that
stuff
really,
is
really... It's going to take... I probably should go and run and get some more Spotted Cow. Because that one sip is... Oh, man.
It's just not...
I'm not a huge pumpkin.
No, I'll drink some of it until I dump it out, but it's just a... I'm just not a explorative beer person. I guess I just like my two women and my MGD, and I'm good to go. Like, that's all I need in life. I guess I could just do heroin and be the same thing, because that's good enough for me.
It says natural flavors added. I'm pretty sure feces is a natural flavor.
It is a natural flavor, yep.
Everybody poops into a bottle flavor. And then names it Warlock.
Yep.
Who makes this? Like, apart from Satan.
Southern Tier.
This is so annoying.
Master of the Underworld.
So out of all of the days they could be broadcasting, they're doing it now. They haven't been...
Play D&D on Sundays.
They haven't for, like, weeks.
Oh, really? Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Life goes on. Let's talk about something. Well, let's watch Andy drink that.
Yeah, we'll see how this... you took way too big of... No, okay, just take a bigger one. You might need to get more in there to get
that. Yeah, I know, right?
I don't think he needs any more.
No.
I don't think anyone needs any of
that. That look on your face when your parents give you shitty food as a baby just to see what you look like or how you respond to it.
Here's a lemon.
My parents fed me pineapples and they just drove me through the roof.
We gave our son rhubarb. That was the killer. He really didn't like rhubarb. That was awesome.
Why do you torture your children?
Because it's
like
fun.
That's why
you have children.
That's why kids fuck you
some
over.
Some people do.
I would dip rhubarb in sugar.
Oh, we didn't give him any like sugar, though. He just, here's some rhubarb. Well, my friend Tom... who comes over every Saturday night to game or whatever, and he would just go out to our backyard, and we have a rhubarb patch, and he'd just cut off a stalk and just start eating it, and he just gave it to our son, and he, made the face that the whole... It was great.
Let me try and...
And he never fell for that again, you know, so...
Oh, you know what you should do? You should taunt him, give him some rhubarb pie.
Oh, could do that.
Yeah, because he'd be like, no, I don't want that, and then you try it.
He is a weird kid. He doesn't really like sweets.
Oh,
this
he
well, that's
eats
fine.
Vegetables
he won't get
and he prefers salad over almost anything other than like McDonald's.
Well, you're raising.
He still likes McDonald's, but
this beer makes RC10 seem like an ice cream sundae.
Rim job in a can.
RC10 is still being made, so
yeah.
Somebody
hopefully
likes it.
This isn't.
Tab is still being made, and that's still shit too.
Rim job in a can. I forgot that was. I
am a crippled system. Fanboy. I've listened to all the episodes ever since I sat in that one with.
I've listened to like two.
Who
of them
was Tim? What was his name? I can't remember.
Tim Buckley.
And I was there, And you guys asked me to be on the podcast, and I'm like, oh, it's, I don't know what this is about. I haven't listened to any of them.
I am so proud of myself that I did not ambush the fuck out of Tim Buckley.
I was expecting you to.
I was going
to
mention, so, you know, if you're sending a picture of your genitals to an underage girl, what camera do you recommend using?
Yeah.
Tim Buckley well, the might fact have done that.
He might have.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
As long as we could say allegedly.
I like how Jeremy distanced himself from that last week when you guys brought it up. You know, you're because you guys brought it up and said, oh, yeah, that friend of yours that was on. And Jeremy's like, oh, I don't know about it.
Oh, my God. He was pissing his pants fanboying over Tim Buckley when he was there. And then now he's
okay. I was a witness. I saw
I like his podcast. You begged him for an autograph, you.
I don't remember much from last episode.
You shouldn't. Surprised. You shouldn't.
I watched Muppets afterwards.
So it worked, like Andy.
It was so bad they fired the showrunner.
Yeah, so
that's
bad.
The important thing to know about the
so bad. Probably one of the higher rated TV shows in the last fall, the last season. But yeah, so horrible that they.
So are the 10 episodes enough that I should track them down and watch them, even though I know they're going to ruin it by firing the showrunners and moving
how many episodes gone. Did Firefly have?
That's true, but I didn't watch that for 10 years either.
Oh, that was a mistake.
It
works. Do you like The Office?
I do like The Office.
Okay. It's very similar to The Office.
Yeah,
okay.
when you were like really yippy over the Muppets thing.
Early Office, I shouldn't.
I thought, God damn it, Andy. I'm going to sit, and Andy's going to sit here and make me watch some fucking Muppet Babies or some shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to watch this garbage. Like, I just want to go home.
I sat
and
through
pass
He-Man
out.
For Andy, so I know that feel.
Yeah, so, but He-Man's then awesome. It came up, and then, like,
the remake
Miss,
of He-Man
Miss
or the.
Piggy was, like, with another, or Kermit was with another lady. It was like.
Is also Pig because he's got a thing.
Yeah, he's got a thing for the ham.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
That whole thing is just filled with so much adult humor.
It is.
That kids will never get. Especially.
Oh, I wasn't planning on watching it with my kids.
Yeah.
No way.
With Fozzie talking about how he put his online dating profile up and he was talking about soft,
fun-loving bear.
Yep. He's like, I got a lot of responses. Or,
that,
you know,
yeah.
They weren't right.
They weren't right.
They're not right for me. No, nothing wrong with them, just not right for me.
That's like, you know, I've been heavy into beard maintenance ever since I think my beard got maybe more than a half inch long, like oil and combs and all this other stuff. I just love making sure that it looks decent and doesn't, like, fall apart on me. And,
do you just do that at home, then?
I mean,
no, it looks fine.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it gets ruffled a little bit. I think when it gets longer, it won't, like, curl up so much because it basically looks like I have a pair of balls on my chin because it's so curly. And
are you a bald chin?
At least you're not shaved bald chin. Yeah. But Amanda
squeezes bottle till it explodes.
Amanda suggested that I go on an enthusiast site for beard people. And then I got to tell the story of the first enthusiast forum I went on for people with beards. And the first day I signed up for it and put my picture on there because I'm like, yeah, I'll show people my beard. It'll be cool. Like, I my inbox was full of nothing but gay requests. Like, they're just like, where are you from? Do you want to meet? Well, how big is your penis? Like, these were the
so
responses
that's the third
I got
question.
Right away. Not good. One of them was for beard enthusiasts.
So, you're going to send me a link to this?
Sure, I'll give you one. Okay. I'll hand it right over.
That's recommendations.
I mean, like,
that's later.
Yes, and I don't know. I haven't seen it in years answers.
It did raise a lot of self-esteem in me because, like, you know, I understand people who are like those rednecks who make that comment about gay people where they're like, oh, I better not go to a gay bar because they're going to hit on me. If they do it, I'm going to beat the shit out of them. It's like, I understand, like, they probably don't want anything to do with you because you're not attractive. But for that one moment, I got to be a superstar to some people.
There's an audience for everybody, man.
Yeah, I guess
my uncle once said when I went to Amsterdam with my dad and his brother, who happens to be a holy man. And so it's very awkward walking through the red light district with a minister. But we're looking, and what struck us was the variety. Like, there was everything from 16 to 96. Every color, you know, every size, just name any body type, any age, and they were there. And the way he summed it up is one man's owl is another man's nightingale.
Yeah, that is,
so there
that
you
is
go.
True.
Somebody likes the spherical, drinks a gallon of beer every 2 hours, Wisconsin boys.
Is 144 ounces a gallon?
I don't know. You were drunk. You don't know the math.
No, I know. I counted when I got
you're
home.
You're sober and you don't know the
I
math.
I counted when I got home
real.
Afterwards because I was like, I came with a 12-pack. I left with no 12-pack. And I drank two or three beers at the draft house before I came here. So I think that's 144 ounces, but I think I might be mistaken. It might be only 120 because I gave you one and I gave Andy one. But
well,
I
you drank 10 of your 12, so yeah. That's 120 plus the cup you drank at the draft house. So that those cups.
Oh,
make
there
up
we go.
The
yeah.
So away.
Then, yeah, it was 144.
I believe it's 148 in a gallon.
I don't know. At any rate, it felt like I was in college again.
Let Amanda fact check it.
128.
I want to say 128.
Times 2, it's 128 because that's six. That's 8 divisible.
Seems right.
Yeah, that's 8 divisible. Yeah. It's 128. That's 16 cups.
Yeah, binge drinking.
So yeah, you drink more than a gallon of beer.
Oh man!
Can you imagine just chugging like a gallon of beer, like a milk gallon? Yeah. Filled
it
with beer.
Went down smooth, a lot smoother than this fucking trash.
Well,
come on. This is fucking terrible.
It is. I don't know why people
pick it. It wasn't pumpkin drinking. Flavored either.
You
have to finish that.
Your punishment.
I'm not finishing this.
You are finishing it.
No, I'm not.
You can walk home.
No, I'll give you $6 for it. That's what I'll do.
I think it was like 8.
It was Costco, so it was 6. whatever you think Costco charges for something, I will downgrade it by $2.
Yeah. That's what you said about the Kirkland beer.
A buck, probably.
So they're negative a dollar? They pay you a
dollar to
eat a hot dog?
Yeah, exactly. They have to pay. Every time I look,
good hot dogs.
Every time, I don't know. Every time I look at that billboard when I'm there, I'm like, I just really don't feel, I don't, it doesn't look like something that would be good.
Fuck you, man. Get a hot dog next time you're in there.
I'll have to try.
Like, no matter what
you
feel, you go up. No, you just go to Costco and you just have to get a hot dog. It is now an obligation.
Okay, well, I'll do that.
Doesn't matter if you're hungry. It doesn't matter what you look at the billboard and say. You say, I promised I would get a hot dog the next time I was here.
He's not gonna.
I'll promise I'll get a hot dog.
That's a promise you're going to break because you're a child.
No, I'll eat a hot dog. I just don't want relish and onions and shit on there. Just ketchup and a bun and a thing and I'm good.
Ketchup is the worst topping.
No, it's one of the best for me. I love ketchup so much. French fries, like French fries are like a vehicle for ketchup. That's all they are. I mean, you can say I got bad taste, whatever.
I did. You do.
No, I mean, it's pretty good.
Ketchup tastes like ketchup. Fuck you,
Here Chris. We go. Here we go. I've heard this rant before, and I just listened to him on the podcast. It is true.
It is true.
Now, make sure you tell everyone that you can't, you know, shouldn't refrigerate it. Just leave it out.
You shouldn't refrigerate it.
Well, I don't.
Well, good. At least you treat your terrible thing correctly. So at least it's just terribly flavored instead of also being cold and making all your food soggy and cold like most people do. It's like, oh, I got this nice burger. I'll make it taste like shit and be cold. That's not a good thing to do.
I also like A1 on my burger. That's pretty good.
A burger, I can okay with that.
Okay.
That's not a sentence. That's not how words work. I can okay
burger,
with that.
I can okay,
I can okay
with
that.
A burger, I can okay with that.
Yep.
I stand by that sentence. I can okay with that on a burger.
It's communication. We understood what you were saying.
Steak sauce should never go on a fucking steak. You know what's good on steak, though, is Worcestershire sauce.
Yes.
Southern
well, Worcestershire
tier is teaching
what can't
you
put it on? Yes.
Yeah. I like that stuff, too.
It's that because that's good, unlike ketchup. All ketchup does is make everything taste like ketchup. The great thing about ketchup, this is why you keep ketchup around. That second hit was just because you like ketchup and you deserve to be hit. I do a third one, but I'm pretty sure you just punched me in the face.
I know that.
Yeah,
that was that? Down, I saw the look like, in the eyes. He's like, if he does it one more time, I'm going to punch him, and it'll be funny.
The look in your face was just like, okay.
That second one might have been too far. Might have been.
The second one was exactly what I could get away with. A third one would have been hospital visit.
It might have been, yeah. You're going to have to check your bennies.
But, Benny Gesserit?
Your benefits.
Oh, it's Benjamin.
Bennies.
What was I saying?
You
it makes
saying
everything C+.
Okay, so why is it a good thing though? You were
because if you have F, like you have terrible, like these fries are these fries are soggy and limp and they're shitty and whoever made them was an idiot and they just weren't done right and they weren't salted right and they're just almost inedible. But I'm hungry and I need to get them in my belly. You take those F caliber fries and you make them C+ caliber and
by
that's an
putting
improvement.
Them in ketchup. Okay,
if you have good crispy well done fries with the right amount of salt on them and they're just fucking, oh, so nice, and they're fluffy inside, and you're taking those A guys and you're downgrading them to C+. So that's all ketchup does, is it makes everything mediocre.
But I think you might be, you're kind of thinking about, like, drenching your stuff in ketchup. Like, if you just, like, have a little bit of ketchup on there, it's so okay. It's
strongly flavored. There's never just a little, is my experience with it. It's just such a powerful flavor. Mm. One drop of
I think you're just going to have to give it up, Andy.
Ketchup in my ass.
That's like whiskey. Like, whiskey does the same for me. Yeah. Like, if you put whiskey in Coke, it tastes like whiskey. I mean, it's just polluting.
Gin in any drink just tastes like gin.
Gin tastes like pine trees.
Yes. And that's how ketchup is the gin of the condiment world. Is any amount, all you can taste is the ketchup. And so to me, that makes it a terrible condiment because condiments should be subtle and they should accentuate instead of overpowering the flavor.
Well, I think the overpowering comes from the like the general like social use of ketchup where it's just like, boom, squeeze this ketchup out for 2 seconds. Okay, that's good. And then you're good to go. Like half like the ketchup.
Using it as a dip, like where you scoop the fries and there's like a big dollop on top.
That being said, waffle fries are probably for dipping because like waffle fries are probably the best way to eat ketchup if you want to get a lot of ketchup on your fry.
And my hypocrisy is that I eat tartar sauce this way.
That is pretty gross.
I hate fish. I am not a seafood guy. Like I like, you know, like, no, I don't like crab. Like I guess shrimp's okay. Like if it's fried.
Popcorn shrimp's good, whatever.
I don't particularly like fish. And so, but I will still go to a fish fry every goddamn Friday because I can take that wedge of fish and I can put approximately 40 pounds of tartar sauce on it, and it's just delicious.
So it just looks like a plate of it's Nathan's eating a plate of tartar sauce.
I ask you, like, I take the fork and I stab the fish, and then I just scoop tartar sauce up there. I'm like, I'm allowed to eat this spoonful of tartar sauce because there's some fish inside. Yeah. So I'm eating the fish, and fuck you if you judge me. And then I just eat it like that.
So that's
fine.
With their powers combined, though, tartar sauce and ketchup become mac sauce.
Oh yeah,
which from what I hear is a big thing, even though I really don't care about it. Isn't it Thousand Island? It might be
Thousand Island dressing, so you get a little more.
But
of that
what is Thousand Island dressing though?
Maybe isn't ketchup it? And tartar sauce.
Ketchup and tartar sauce. I'm just saying.
I think it's like ketchup. I don't know. It's ketchup and something. I don't know.
Balsamic vinegar.
Oh, balsamic vinegar. Worcestershire sauce.
I put Worcestershire sauce in my
Worcestershire.
It's a hard word to say.
I do that with that's why Pete's Garage burgers are so good because they use Worcestershire as one of their.
You have to. Main I mean, if you're making a burger, that's the way you do it.
In the meat itself, you have to moisten it. Mm-hmm. And then the burger itself, you have mayonnaise on the bottom bun, not only for the flavor but also because the viscosity prevents the oil from soaking into the bottom bun. It actually is structurally important. So mayonnaise on the bottom bun, and then patty, and then you get your lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles. And mustard, and then top bun, and I'm a happy camper.
You
can put other optional stuff, but that's my normal burger.
Yeah,
I'm just a cheese and meat and bread guy. Like that's how I roll. I like the burger in its natural state.
I need the veggies, man. They need to.
It makes me feel better about eating the burger that I'm eating all these.
Hey, you're putting more vegetables on it.
Yeah,
it's the texture, the crispness of the lettuce, tomato. And the sweetness of the tomato. Like the people, like when I eat.
I mean, how many calories are you really adding with lettuce, tomato, and onion on it? Yeah. But it makes the burger so much better.
It's the texture and the flavor. It's necessary. When you just eat the meat, the cheese, and the bread, to me, it's bland.
Yeah.
It just tastes like. Okay, I just ate a mouthful of, I guess, meat. There's
that was sustenance.
Was okay.
That's what that was.
But the contrast, when you get the lettuce and you get the tomato and that crispness and that sweetness just clashes against the heartiness of the meat, you need that shit, man.
Sorry, I'm watching Andy, like, fret over his internet connection right now. That's also
why fuck the haters. Pineapple's great on pizza.
I'll get on board with pineapple pizza.
I'll eat it, but it's
sauerkraut instead?
No, I'm not a sauerkraut. I'm a bad German. My grandmother hates me because she hated me. She's dead now, so it's fine.
She can still hate
you. She probably does. But I was not a good German. I worked at a canning factory, and we got sauerkraut. And I brought a case of sauerkraut. And then she would make sauerkraut all the time. She's like, I bought this sauerkraut. I'm like, but I hate sauerkraut. You could have bought anything else that we make at that canning factory. And I would have had it, but... sauerkraut, no.
Brat with sauerkraut and some stone ground mustard on there. And I'm telling you, not wet, like dry, you know, because you don't want the sogginess on it.
Yeah,
next time you're making a pizza, or if you get like a take and bake from Papa Murphy's or something, you put some
that
sauerkraut.
That means I have to have
there.
Sauerkraut in the house.
Yes. So buy some sauerkraut.
No.
I'm telling you. You're wrong. It's crazy. I thought it was crazy, then I tried it and it was good.
How old are you when you had the sauerkraut incident?
Had to be in my teens.
Yeah.
I think you do have to be over
18, I think.
I think
when
if
I had
you
it.
Try it now on a brat, you probably will like it. I hated sauerkraut for the longest time as well until I tried it. I tried it again. And, man, I liked it.
And there's a physiological explanation for that. Like, as you go through puberty and become adult and everything, you're actually, you like sweet things less and savory and sour things more. And that's why adults like things like beer that kids, you know, if you're like, oh, I'll give the kid a sip of beer, they don't like the taste of it, you know, or olives. Like, I hated black olives as a kid, and now I like them on everything.
I know Amanda eats black
olives. There it is.
I eat green beans. I like really a snack, like olives. Just raw green beans. Yeah. I'll just fucking buy and eat those by the pound.
Snap
coffee.
Peas.
Yeah.
Coffee's really bitter.
Yeah. Kids hate coffee. And it's not just like, oh, as you're an adult, you learn to like it. Like, you actually, your biological reasons for not liking it change, and it tastes different to you.
Tort says, try putting tomato sauce on your sauerkraut.
Oh, maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll be it.
Isn't that thanks, just Tort. Ketchup then?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying. That's happening next time I have a brat. I'm going to buy chunky, some sauerkraut.
Well, if, where is it that next time we're on the podcast, we'll get you
a brat. Is that a brat? With sauerkraut? With sauerkraut?
I think it's an
if you make me a brat with Italian sauerkraut, I will eat.
Like okay, all
right. I will do it.
Manda.
Yeah.
Because I saw
I'm not afraid of that.
No, there are people who were like messaging me about the podcast.
Ooh. Well, how about do Italian people call marinara gravy?
No.
It's like a Bronx thing or a New Jersey thing. I know because I saw it on like Diners, Drive-Ins, or Dive or one of those terrible things that Raylene watches.
I never heard it in Jersey.
I love it how everything that's terrible, oh, Raylene watches it, so I just happened to.
I watch terrible things too. Speaking of which, fuck the last two episodes or so of Scream Queens. Like, it was funny, but not enough people died. Did you guys watch the
It was like the last episode was awful. Yeah,
the last episode was just like an epilogue that took an hour, and that was pretty annoying. And it was like the last two episodes were funny, but there needed to be approximately 8 more deaths. Like, before the show started airing, the show creators, and I saw this on the AV Club's review of the last two episodes, the show creators said that there were going to be 4 survivors.
Yeah, and there were more than that.
10, like, named survivors. Like, the last 3 or 4 episodes, they only killed, they would introduce a character just to kill him off 10 seconds later. Oh, a mall guard. Oh, the pizza delivery guy. Like, you can't just kill somebody. Kill Wes. Kill, you know, fucking Grace. You know, kill somebody. It's very annoying. I still like the show overall. I was just disappointed with the not murdering a dozen extra people.
It was fun seeing that Jamie Lee Curtis's vagina was magical.
Well, I've always assumed that to be the case.
Yeah, it's just an interesting little tidbit. I like the series as a whole, but at the end it did really lose its steam. There's nothing fancy going on. Just wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah, I really liked, I don't know that she's really done much else before this. I'd have to check her IMDb, but my favorite part of the show overall was Billy, not Lloyd, what's her last name? Carrie Fisher's daughter. She was Chanel number 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Billy Lord.
Lord. I was Lord. Close.
You were close, yeah.
Billy Lord was really, she was my favorite part of that show.
She and was so one of the earmuffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really liked her.
I liked her. I liked the idea of Deaf Taylor Swift.
She was a gift to the world.
She was, and he really wanted to have sex with her.
Now I feel like I want to watch this
show. Oh, you have to. It's so good.
I don't watch TV.
It's not bad.
It would take away from Fallout 4 and Heroes of the Storm and WoW and, well, WoW not so much, but Fallout 4.
WoW you can play while watching TV.
That's true.
Yeah. So
I don't have to really pay attention.
Sure, we got no Zappity Grumbles.
That's because nobody likes us.
Yep.
Did you post anything?
I posted that we're going live at 6:30 after the Packers.
But there's nothing to. I mean, do we have a topic?
No.
No, there's no topic. It's just us talking.
No.
Got it.
Watch. I
mean, sometimes there's a topic. I mean, sometimes there's not.
It just kind of.
Sometimes you're talking about, you know, government-funded sex cruises. I mean, that's government subsidized.
Government subsidized sex fuck cruise.
That's
government
right.
Subsidized fuck cruise.
I apologize.
My first album.
Yes. First album band? No.
Oh,
first
I thought
album.
That was a real thing.
Can I play bass? I can't really play bass, but I'll. Yeah, I want
to
be in.
You don't need
I want
to be
involved.
Play bass washed to play up. Bass.
It can sure. Only be washed up bass because fine. The thing is, we're going to be a gimmick band, and we're going to be the band from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Okay,
all
that
right.
Sounds legit.
Deal.
Yeah.
You can be the retarded porcupine.
Why do I have to be the retarded porcupine all the time?
All the time.
Yeah. He already called Emmett. Emmett played the washed up bass.
I guess so, yeah. I'll take it. I'll do what at least I'm included.
I want to be part of the other band.
The River Bottom Nightmare Band?
Yeah.
Oh, they were fucking. Oh, my God. Let's go home and watch Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Sounds like a good idea.
Just been more annoyed at this whole podcast because I'm sitting there staring at my our stream and just watching the frames per second just go down. So every time you see that little thing go red,
that means something's fucked up.
I can't see anything. So, there is a wall of cat bug in my way.
Well, can we do stop motion stuff then?
It pretty much is on the stream stop motion.
Aww.
Yeah. Mm.
It's so fucking annoying.
Everybody wave your hands around to at least make it feel like we did something.
It's like a rave then.
It is. It's like a stop motion rave. That's like what you were talking about, population issues, or not population issues, but more so the sex cruise thing. How about One Punch Man?
Fuck you! That's my recommendation today.
Oh,
so no.
Well,
no.
Now
he's seen like two episodes. I'm at like seven.
I've seen three episodes.
Oh, it's so worth it.
I feel
so
like a real
it.
Crippled system host, and that I've just like pulled the carpet out from somebody on their recommendation.
Fuck you.
Yes.
So no more talk about One Punch Man, because when I recommend it at the end, we can talk about it then.
Okay.
Oh, I love. I've seen three episodes, but the end of the third episode had like such a great. Subverting of expectations.
I think I am up to three now, though.
Did you watch him fight Carnage Kabuko, like the big giant rhinoceros beetle guy?
No, I didn't. You didn't I'm see sorry. That one. The last one I saw was where he fought the beast guy.
Yeah, that's
the
second episode.
Dude.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good.
It's like I have dirt in my special area.
Carnage Kabuto.
I only talk this way because it makes me sound cool.
Fuck it, we can talk about One Punch Man now.
All right. There's no topics. Might as well. Go for it. I have never heard of this, so this is new to me.
It is. I have not watched an anime in years and years and years and years. And I used to be a pretty huge anime fan. The last anime that I think I watched all the way. All right. I'm ashamed to admit the last anime I watched all the way was High School of the Dead. But before that.
Is that where the boob science comes into play?
Yeah. Oh, yes. High School of the Dead is fucking legit. That is a guilty pleasure, but I love it because it admits what it is. It's like, hey, do you like tits and zombies? Here's tits and zombies.
Awesome.
But boob physics. So high school then. But before that, it was shit like, you know, Cowboy Bebop and, you know, the classic and stuff like that. Like the really high quality ones. And so I haven't watched one in forever. And I'm not sure why. Like, I'm not against it. I see good ones come and go. Like, I know Full Metal Alchemist is a good show. And I know Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is a good show. And I know Avatar, not technically anime, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. It's anime. Shut up. I know that's a great show and show is Legend of Korra. I just, as far as time to devote to hobbies go, I've just never had anime time. Like, I've always been like, oh, I'll be miniaturing or video gaming, and just anime is just, I haven't gotten around to it. And I have made time for One Punch Man, because I saw, like, five or six random scenes, and then the three episodes I've watched so far are brilliant. Because it's all...
Okay, let's premise here.
You watch, like, DBZ as a kid, you know, or just think Superman.
What?
Think no. Superman.
Okay.
We all want to be Superman, right?
Sure.
We want to be super strong and blah, blah, blah. So
I'm more of a Batman guy, but whatever. I'll go with you.
Well, no, the Superman's important to this.
Okay.
Okay? Because Batman wouldn't work, because the premise is really Superman specific. Because what this is, and it is really more DBZ, because it's like Goku, where they just train hard and become powerful. And Superman just is powerful. But the point is, the main character in One Punch Man decided to become a hero, and so he trained really hard under a grueling workout regimen. for you haven't heard his workout regimen. That's in episode three. Everybody's angry because his workout regimen is for pussies.
Need like, he does to nothing. Spoil. I'm sorry. We have to address what the workout regimen is.
100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and then a 10-kilometer run every day.
Hang on, it gets better. No heat in the winter.
Yeah.
No air in the summer.
Yeah.
And you need to eat three meals a day, but a banana for breakfast is okay.
Yeah. And that's the brutal training regimen that he used to become. So anyway, so he decides to be a hero, and he does his training regimen, like flash forward like 3 or 4 years, and he is now Superman. Like,
so this is all I need to do to become Superman.
But you have to do it.
So it's not like, you know,
day.
Batman I can't be because I'm right. never going to be a billionaire, but...
But people want to know his secret, and he tells them his secret. They're like, fuck you, you're lying. He's like, that's all I did, sorry. But so he can't fly or anything, but he's called One Punch Man because, you know, God himself could come down, and this guy would just punch him once, and he would explode. Like, nobody can withstand him. He's unbeatable. So the main premise, then, he's just kind of bored. Like villains will show up, and he's like, I hope this person gives me a challenge. And so the character just kind of walks around being bored all the time, and then like monsters will do stuff and he just punches them and they literally explode and there's like viscera everywhere. But it's funny. Like, it's just fucking funny. I'm going to spoil the episode 3-1 because this is a great example of the subverting of expectations and the premise of it is So in episode 2, he gets attacked by these people that want to kidnap him, and they beat him. And so in episode 3, they find out who they are, and he's like, all right, let's go to their base and beat him up. And the psychic's like, oh, right now? He's like, well, we have to go now. There's, you know, double coupon day tomorrow at the supermarket. I don't want to miss double coupon day because that's really important to me. So they go, and they're fighting, and, like, comes to the big scene against the main big boss monster guy, and it's full DBZ mode. The guy like powers up like 5 levels and changes shape, because that's how they always do in anime, is his final form. And he's like, when I'm in this form, I become obsessed with death and destruction. I will go on a rampage for a week. I will destroy towns until next Saturday. And he just starts like punching One Punch Man. And so then they go to like his inside monologue. He's like, oh my god, I've made a terrible, terrible mistake. What was I thinking? Oh, what a fool I've been. He said he's going to go on a rampage for a week, and that's next Saturday. That means today's Saturday. I missed double coupon day! And he just punches him and he explodes. And then he goes to the shop because it's double coupon day.
Oh, man. All right.
Fucking hilarious. I'm in. They've built it so dramatic. He's like, I've made a terrible mistake. And he just gets like punched and everything. Yeah. And you think he's like, oh, he's bit off more than he could. No, he just missed double coupon day because he thought today was Friday.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It I mean, it's just hilarious. And I was describing this to Keith and Marshall, and they're like, well, how can you have any like dramatic tension in a show like where you know the hero can't lose? And it's like, well, number one, you don't need dramatic tension if it's a comedy. Number two, you know that Batman can't lose. You know that Superman can't lose.
And yet,
you know that James Bond can't lose. So don't pretend that the hero not being able to lose gives dramatic tension. Admitting up front that the hero can't lose doesn't change the fact that we all fucking know that the hero can't lose.
And especially in a comedy, it really doesn't matter then.
But even if it wasn't a comedy, like you could make a drama where the drama was him attempting to find a challenge, you know? But fuck it, they just make it a comedy. You know, like you were mentioning, like a mole guy like pulls him underground, and then he tries to make him apologize because they're being rude, and then the one apologizes. He said, "Okay, I'll kill you, but first I need to get the dirt out of my underwear because this is awkward."
It was like that was like a 1 minute thing too. It was he just sat there, and they're just like looking at him, like, "Yes, it's time to beat you up," and he's like, "No, just a minute.
Are you done yet? One second.
Yeah,
just brushing the dirt out of his underwear, and then he punches him and explodes.
Yep. The villains are really like awkward looking too. One of them was a lobster man with underwear human legs.
Yeah,
like a crab.
Although in fairness, the fight scenes are really well drawn and really fucking action packed. Mm-hmm. Like the show is action packed and really spectacular visually. It's just hilarious about it. And for those who want like a more actual like fight where the hero can lose or whatever, his student is more like a standard like same power level as the villains, and so he'll have the dramatic fight to a standstill fight, and then One Punch Man will just make somebody explode.
Especially when he's naked, yeah. He'll just show up.
Yeah. Why is he naked? It's unknown, sir. So that's my recommendation. Fuck you, Brian.
I'm sorry.
What did that have to do with birth rates? Oh, because he mentioned birth rates. He said that
it's the subterranean people.
Yeah, the subterranean people. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say
full
more.
Circle.
Yeah, I was going to say more about it, but I won't spoil it for anyone because it is a funny part.
You've
of
also
it.
Seen 2 episodes.
No, the second, that one though, like that one part is pretty legit. I'll just
the
say
end
that.
Of the first episode?
Where he's
fighting the subterraneans.
Yep.
Yeah,
that one is pretty good.
All the fight scenes are legit.
They are. They are. Even the one with the super tall guy. Like, even though it wasn't much of anything, it was still really good. Like, I just haven't. This is probably one of the first animes that I've got excited about since Assassin Classroom kind of petered out. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Did it peter out? I never got into it. I saw it on Hulu and I kept almost watching it and then I didn't watch it.
Well,
I'm just waiting for
one.
Another season to come.
Speaking of which, One Punch Man is on Hulu. So you can watch it. And if you don't have Hulu, it's also, all of it is streamable on the production company's website. It's like, I think it's Daisuke or whatever. But if you Google it, you can find it. But their website streams all the episodes, or you can get it on Hulu. Either way.
Tort says that he's going to go with Brian's recommendation of watching One Punch Man.
I love Tort.
Don't encourage that shit.
No, I should. I mean, that's why when I get to watch the stream, I mean, I'm just watching Tort. I'm really not listening to you guys. I'm just like, all right, what's Tort going to say?
I think that's where most of our
so I am encouraging Tort.
It's the Tort show starring Tort.
Kind of.
Speaking of Tort watching shit, did I mention on air that I have four days of playtime in Fallout 4?
I don't think you did.
No, that was the basement.
Speaking of which, the
pre-rainbow.
Best part of Fallout 4?
Four fucking days of playtime. Yeah. I don't want to math out how many that averages out to per day.
since you got it.
Yeah. Since I got it.
How much you want to meth out for
it? Yeah. I don't want to meth it out either.
The best part, that's what got me into Fallout, was watching, you know, you and Brian were streaming it, but I was watching your stream, and you know, you're one of your drunk streams, and you, it was Raylene in the background. I could hear her. I mean, that's like the best part of it for me. Like, I don't even care what you're trying to do. I want to see how Raylene is going to demean you in front of everybody. You know, you'll say something, you know, about, I don't know, I can't remember, like, you were, that was a squire of the Steel Brotherhood, that little mousy girl, and you were talking about wanting to bang her.
Dude, I would bang her.
Yeah, I know you would, but it was Raylene's comments in the background. Just,
she was like, you'd bang anything.
Oh, yeah.
I said, not anything.
Anything.
Anyone, but not anything.
Well, you were talking about fucking the Lambeau Stadium, so.
I didn't say I would.
I think it would eventually happen.
He said there were people that would.
You would.
Green Bay Packers fans would pay to have sex with Lambeau Field.
You would.
What if you want a free pass? A free pass to 5 minutes to have your way with it. Would you take it?
You know, I would go down on Lambeau Field.
There we go.
I'm a gentleman. I would satisfy.
You would reciprocate?
Stadiums first.
Yeah, stadiums first.
Oh. No, and now I just think of people digging holes into the field and just fucking them. this is terrible.
It's like that speaking of anime, what's the name of that one manga with the mountain that has all the human-shaped holes in the wall?
God damn it.
But not it's like me. That, but Lambeau Field and genitals.
Yeah, no. Just a lot of dick holes those everywhere. Are both horrifying. Yeah. Like,
wow.
I saw a parody of that it was SpongeBob. Like, Plankton just jumped into the side of his head and said, this is my hole, it was made for me. And it just sucked into SpongeBob's head. I was like, holy shit, what a weird overlap. Tort, what's the name of that hentai? Not hentai.
What's
manga.
The name of that hentai?
Manga. It's not a hentai, despite being people going in holes naked.
Kenji Ito?
I don't know if that's it.
No, it's like the weird occurrence at something pass or something.
Yeah.
Super long name of anime long.
Somebody says
it. But it wasn't animated. It was just a magazine.
Oh, okay. The Enigma of Amigara Felt.
That was close.
That's a lot of words, sure.
The something of the something of the something.
Yeah, it is creepy. Know. It's worth reading.
Highly
it's a
recommend
story.
It.
I don't know. It seems like you get more like creepy stories or weird things to come out of anime than you do like real cinema. And maybe I'm just
Hold on.
A real cinema?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. You proclaim? Where is anime generally centrally located?
Well, it's Korea, right?
Japan.
It's Korea. It's the good
one. Whatever. It's all close enough.
But again,
I know. Come on. Accidental racism happens all the time on this podcast. Right.
That's more forceful racism,
it was,
sir.
It's true.
It was. I avoided a judo joke during your
a judo
cram story.
A judo joke?
Have you seen the judo stuff? Like, that's a legit thing that happens. Jiu-jitsu, I think that's what they called it. Jews doing karate.
But what I was trying to say, though, is you were trying to say, is like, oh, this anime thing comes from someplace that's weird. No, it's coming from Japan, and everything that they export is weird.
It is, yeah, but I guess
so. The majority of anime is consumed by white junior high kids.
Basically, yeah.
Let's be honest here. Mm-hmm. I think weeaboos outnumber Japan at this point.
And that's hard to do.
No, it's not.
I thought they had the highest population for the area.
Well, yeah, but that's just
because
their island
is tiny.
Is
Japan?
If we had 100 people in this room, it's still only 100 people, but it'd be pretty fucking compact.
Yeah, I guess my population numbers are just off.
We could not fit 100 Wisconsinites in this room.
Kind of like that bullshit.
Yeah,
no.
Wisconsinites.
The bacon cancer bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bacon cancer.
Because they're like, oh, it doubles your odds of blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, it doubles it from 1 in 1 trillion to 1 in 0.5 trillion. It's not like it's really fucking making it so it's going to happen to you. But they just say doubles your odds and it gets scary.
Mm-hmm. It's any way you can flip it to make sure they sell more turkey bacon.
Yeah. Which, be fair, I would rather have cancer and eat real bacon than not have
true.
Cancer and eat turkey bacon.
Well, as a man, you know you're going to get cancer eventually if you live long enough anyways.
I am so fucked. I am for sure going to get cancer.
Yeah. It's a race between heart disease and cancer. I mean, that's what I'm drinking Diet Coke and, you know, slamming down burgers all left and right without ketchup on them.
Yeah.
Because that makes them terrible. I'm just saying. So, yeah. So it's heart disease or it's cancer. One of the two is going to kill me.
But you're going to live a ketchup-free life until that happens.
That's right.
Damn straight.
Yep.
Hopefully not sauerkraut-free.
If you make me a brat and make sour, I will do it.
All right.
Next time I'm on the podcast.
We'll make you a nice brat with fucking, I'll take you to a Brewers game and you will get yourself a brat done right.
Yeah. Awesome. Sweet. $20.
Okay. Are we all Wisconsinites here? True, good, to our soul, Wisconsin. Okay, then fuck you, lady. So the rest
Brian
of us.
Brian doesn't either.
True.
No, I'd say I'm as Wisconsin as they
go
come.
Go Packers, go Brewers. All right, listen.
Not Brewers.
Go Bucks.
Oh, this is Brewers.
Hey, they beat the Warriors the other day. I don't even follow the NBA.
Fear the deer.
Fear the deer, but they beat those.
Fear a deer. Deer are terrible.
Well, we were at Monk's, not to cut you off. This okay. is this
love
is important.
Louis C.K.'s thing about deer.
We went to Monk's, and I think, what did the wall say?
It was a sign on their wall that said Triple Threat, and it had like sports logos on it, and it just said the Packers, Brewers, and Badgers. And I was just like, what about the Bucks?
No, nope. That's not a threat.
Only a threat to your dignity as a Wisconsinite.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Okay.
The Brewers, so the racing sausages mm-hmm. that everybody else fucking ripped off, but the yes. original racing mascots, the racing sausages, are Clements.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Clements Racing Sausages.
That's true.
You go there, they serve the Clements and all that thing. But when you listen to Mr. Radio,
yeah, Bob Uecker,
who's the fucking greatest.
Yeah.
Like, listen to a Brewers game sometime. Bob Uecker is a goddamn genius.
Yes.
He shills the hell out of Usinger's sausages.
Yes.
So as a Brewers fan, if I am a diehard Wisconsinite who lives, breathes, and bleeds everything Brewers, which one do I eat, Usinger's or Clements?
Whatever somebody shoves in your face. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, you could just make them up and cut them in half and then make a fusion.
You just double fist them.
I think that would be... Yeah, well, yeah, you could have one of each. One after one
if you're a true
other,
Wisconsinite. Yeah. Somebody's familiar with
somebody
that, apparently.
Needs to make that into an anime gif.
Yeah.
Well, now it's going to be stopped.
And then just cut to Katie's O-face.
No, we'll just pretend you have guns in your hands and somebody can replace them with dildos.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to export at least this part of the podcast, so I don't think I'm going to be able to get most of it. It seems like they stopped streaming, so... That's good.
Good.
Yeah.
So they probably
enigma of I'm a gibble gobble gobble.
Yeah.
It's body horror. It's body dysmorphia. Mm-hmm. You know. It's kind of like The Thing, where it's all about like losing your physical sense of self and your identity and whatnot. So I don't know if that's your creepy field. It seems not.
It'd be interesting.
It's a really short read. It's like maybe a half hour.
The main horror of it is about body dysmorphia.
That'd be interesting to watch. I was gonna make a Facebook shower update today, but I'm gonna share it here instead, about body things. But I was in the shower, I was washing myself, and I do use my Old Spice liquid soap lather. While I was doing it, I had the loofah up by my head, and it just it just rubbed against my nose. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. It might have got up my nose. So I decided to do the whole, like, breathe through your nose to force things out of it. And it was the worst fucking decision I had ever made in my entire life. Because in the second set of holes in my nose that are directly aimed at my eyeballs, that's where the soap shot out into.
Oh.
So for, like, a good 10 minutes in the shower, I was just, like, trying to hold both my eyes open because I, like, had the islands of Fiji, like... boiling in my eyeballs is terrible stuff, but I was just like, of all the things that I did when I was younger, it wasn't a bad idea. I don't regret it or anything, but I wish I was a little bit more cognizant of what my nose looks like these days.
Well, couldn't you just get like 3 stitches and undo them?
Well, you'd have to cut the tissue first in order to force the heal. That's what I would do in normal circumstances, but the thing is that these were actually punched out with a biopsy punch or a biopsy tool. So like, the tissue that was there is no longer there. They're not just stretched out holes right. like my ears might be. So if they were to do that, there's a good chance that I might get a little bit of like disforming in my on the little tip of my nostrils, maybe, just because you're pulling that skin tighter.
Side note, you haven't finished your beer yet.
I am not going to finish that
do
piece
it.
Of shit.
You're walking home then, mm-hmm. mister.
It's fine. It's my car.
Yes, it's fine. It's your car. You're walking home, and I'm taking it home.
No, I would appreciate it if you didn't.
Well, you can drink your beer.
No. I'll make it up to you.
Cheers.
The tops are the same.
Yeah, but this is full of not death.
It is. Maybe I'll just like package it up and send it to like, Buffalo.
That's not even a rim job in a bottle.
It's,
it's the
bad end of it. It's the aftertaste.
That is almost as bad as an IPA.
It was. This is not like, as bad as some of the
super
other
close
beers.
To IPA bad.
This is not as bad as some of the other beers I had at War Machine Weekend. Like when I got,
I drink an IPA before that. I would.
I would shoot myself before drinking either.
Yeah, didn't you guys like blow through 43 Kirkland lights that weekend?
We did, because and it was actually a welcome treat when we were starting to get on the negative end of Nate funneling his beers to Katie and then Katie funneling them to us. It's just like, it's like rice paddy beer or some shit like that. It's fucking gross.
Everybody brings their frou-frou weird beers to War Machine Weekend. I don't understand. And they all taste terrible.
I don't understand. Because they want to show people... up,
like, the beard exchange, like, it's this arms race where you want to do a beard trade and you're like, ah, but this is some 1,300-year-old Mediterranean Scipion beer that's made out of kelp algae. And it's like, fuck you, I have a spotted cow.
Exactly. If I just would have brought MGD with me, I'd have been happier. I'd just be like, oh, this shit beer that you gave me? Here's something that's better. I'm sure that would just, like, send them to the moon. But that's what I should have just done.
Like, oh, this is a... yeah, do that.
This was brewed for 10 minutes in some vat somewhere in Milwaukee.
So the funny... Cat bug. So the funny part about that whole thing, too, is usually when I give somebody else a spot of cow, they start drinking. I'm like, wow, this is really good. So I know they're not being, like, beer snobs, but then they hand me one of their beers, and it's like... This is death. Why? Mm-hmm. What?
You should know what your beer tastes like, and you just tasted spotted cow. So then, why would you go? Oh, I'm sorry. I just have this. Yeah, I'll just not give that to you.
Well, I don't know if I missed a memo. Like, what's with all these like fucking oatmeal stouts and oatmeal this and oatmeal that? It all just tastes like that burnt aftertaste that this shit has.
I don't mind stouts. I mean, because it's more of like a, you know, like Guinness. You bitter. Know, it is a stout.
Guinness isn't bitter. Guinness actually is really mild. Guinness like is really dark colored and it looks heavy, but the taste is surprisingly mild.
Yeah, I mean, I like some of those. Some of the other ones are Sorry.
I don't understand why people just don't immediately want to just move to Wisconsin after drinking that stuff compared to some of the other junk they put in their body.
So I know a lot of people are still on the IPA kick where they think that the IPAs are the new best thing, and they're so fucking horrible.
I remember when the Super Bowl that the Packers won with Favre, that was over the Patriots.
Yep, 96.
When that was coming up, there were commercials. It was Sam Adams was running commercials to like tying into it. Yeah. They're like, when you think of Wisconsin, you think of cheese and cold. When you think of New England, you think of beer. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me?
Right.
You think you're gonna out beer Wisconsin? No.
When I think of New England, I think of powdered wigs.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. I think you guys just threw a bunch of tea in a harbor or some shit.
If you had a multiple choice, which of these places do you think of when I say beer? Click Wisconsin or New England? Nobody would ever fucking click New England, and that includes the people who own Sam Adams.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that.
I was laughing my balls off at that whole ad campaign, which is why I still remember it 20 years later.
It's like with cheese or something like that. You might be able to pick like a different place that's known for cheese. And like California might be, you know, because they're kind of second place. But I mean, we're cheese.
Yeah. Well, this was years ago. I don't know how it has changed, but like if Wisconsin was a country, it would be the third leading cheese producing country in the world. Like that's just how massively Wisconsin shoots out dairy.
Well, yeah, I think just in like the Sauk Madison area alone, there's got to be over 30 different places that manufacture cheese. There has to be. Mm-hmm. I know of at least one in Sauk.
Like, microbreweries, like there's micro cheeseries. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many dairies, and then they all just make their own cheese. The number of independent cheese makers in this country, or not this country, in this state, it has to be gigantic.
Yeah. No, Wisconsin is... It seems like Wisconsin's pretty well off as far as specific craftsmen go, and like the common man just deciding to pick up something and make it. Just seems like our thing.
Unless it's clocks, and then they come from Russia. I tried buying a gift for someone, and all of the things that I was like, oh, I like this, and then I looked and it's like shipping from Ukraine, shipping from Russia, shipping from Athens, Greece, and I'm just like, okay.
Were you buying wives?
You know, that's what it seemed like, but I was looking at clocks.
I think that was exactly one of her friends called her out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cox.
Definitely, yep.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Eastern European mail order cox.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they want to get out of there too. I mean,
did I tell the podcast about the time I, you know how there's so many... You've been to the Dells?
Yes.
Yeah. Or any county fair in or other such thing. Even not county fair, like fucking Fitchburg Days or whatever. Any little fair and thing. And they always have those corn dog stands and all those things that are always run, and all of the Dells is run by Russian teenage and college girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty universally, it's all these Eastern European, Ukrainian, Russian teenage girls. And so it turns out that it's like actually a work exchange program. Like, they come over here for work experience and everything. But I was curious one time when we were at Fitchburg Days, I was talking to Raylene. I'm like, that's always like Russian. So I'm curious. So I start Googling Russian teenage girls in my phone.
Of course you did.
And my phone.
And then you had to burn your phone.
And I'm like, no, for once in my life, that's not what I want.
Yeah. Just not this time. Not this time, Google.
They actually come in waves. There's like they're seasonal. So there's like the Eastern Europeans, the Brazilians, the Africans. They just like come over and they just work in the Dells for parts of the year.
I love watching the changing of those seasons.
I can't even say it. The colors are really nice. That's the common thing in Wisconsin.
Every season you watch
every
the
season's
change.
Got the colors. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm fucking going to hell. Straight up. Just like, done. Oh, man. And I thought it was okay to recommend bringing Jew teeth to your grandmother.
What?
So that was different.
What the fuck are you...
He said it would make him... She thought he was a bad German, so I figured that would make up for it.
Yeah. I must have blocked out you saying that.
No.
I didn't say it. I was going to. He was editing himself. I'll tease back a little bit. But then it just, it's like
why?
It was like, it's like one of those, like, water pump things where you just want a little bit of water, but you can never get it. So as soon as I open my mouth about something racist, it just fucking flows. Like the river of the Nile.
Yeah, sure. Recommendations. Oh, wait.
Different ethnicities have different colored skin complexions as a scientific fact.
Exactly.
Scientific.
Yep. God, your mastery of the English language today is amazing.
He's
pretty good, actually.
It's okay to maybe say, hey, look, we're different colors. Maybe not so much the Jew teeth as a gift thing.
I don't know. It was like shark teeth, right? You give somebody shark teeth when you go to Florida, right? Like, you come back from Florida or some oceanic area.
Oh, should I just cut Brian's bike off?
Oh, wow.
Last week you had a gallon of beer as an excuse. I don't know why.
I don't know.
He had some of that.
Yeah, this stuff will make you.
Yeah, I lost his brain. Pronunciate after a sip of that. I don't know what to do.
Poisoned his brain.
But that little pumpkin guy with the magic hat's looking at you like, I'm gonna fuck you up tonight. I think that's what he's going for.
You're probably gonna poop in a stream.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my god! Like
just the little.
I'm trying to figure out, like, if we had an auction over how much you'd have to pay that person to drink all of this. Like, I don't think I would not drink that for less than $50.
We should sometime for next year for like
for
Extra Life.
No, I already said 50.
Nate,
so you have to go to 51, or else I get the 50.
I'd go to 50 and 50 cents.
Whole
so,
dollars.
All right.
What's
51. You, 51.
So what I was saying is we should do something like for the next year for like Extra Life or something like that is podcast. For 24 hours.
Sure.
A 24-hour podcast.
24-hour podcast, we can do that.
And then have things like that happen on there.
But Chris like is doing it beer? For 51. Anybody going higher than 51?
No.
Well, I'm not doing it. Go the other direction.
No, we would.
That's right, we're going the wrong direction. I would do it for 50, so you'd have to be willing to do it for 49.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I suppose.
I'd
be doing
it for
more.
I win.
You win,
that's
true.
That's how it works.
That makes sense. Yeah, 49. We'll just, yeah. $1 cheaper.
I wouldn't do it for $48. Fuck off.
Your beer. You're already $8 in the hole for this beer.
Yeah, I know. I did have to pay for
it. So really, if you do it for $48, you're only doing it for $40.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
No, she'll say she is doing it and make me do it.
Yep.
But like, I always was curious.
I will do it for $40. Brian, here you go.
I was always curious about why they sold craft beer in these massive fucking bottles.
Because you won't buy two bottles.
Exactly, because this is the only way they can sell it. Like... They can sell Coke in 8-ounce cans, and people buy that shit for almost twice as much as what it would cost from a 2-liter. But this is just like, this says to me, please buy a lot of it I can't sell it fast enough.
Well, there's no way. So this is...
No, it's the hipster 40.
This is what we say. This is 22 ounces. If it came in a 12-ounce bottle, there's no way anyone on the planet would ever buy more than 12 ounces of it.
Yeah.
This is the only way they can get somebody to buy that additional 10 ounces of beer.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that's by having you only drink an ounce of it.
Yeah.
So you bought that bottle when you could have bought more of the cinnamon apple stuff. Or was that newbie that brought that?
That's not. I didn't bring that. No.
Oh, somebody brought some cinnamon apple wicked ale or Red's apple ale or something. One of those.
That sounds like either newbie or Rick would have done it.
Really good. I liked it a lot.
I like the. It's not a beer, but the Parrot Bay like rum punch ones that come in the they come in a bag
and you freeze them.
Well, you can freeze them. Otherwise, what I was going to do at War Machine Week, and they didn't have any at the... I stopped at Cops to get my booze. I didn't go all the way out to Woodman's, and they didn't have it at Cops, so I didn't have it. But I was going to get one of those pouches and just stick a giant straw in it from the gas station and just treat it like a Capri Sun pouch and just drink straight out of that pouch the whole weekend.
I don't know. It seems legit. I mean...
fucking delicious, man.
They're good. They're good. My wife loves those in the summertime, so I... drink them all the time.
Nick says that he'll mail out some anise stout for Nathan. Along with the check.
Anise stout.
Along with the check. Someone's
so an asshole.
Yep. So if there is some type of like some kind of charity stream or something like that, we should make sure we do it this year and set up for it. I might be able to set up so we might actually have like somebody playing a War Machine game that could be like downstairs or something like that, that will, you know, cut to, but still have us talking shit the entire time.
Well, we can do all kinds of stuff during the stream.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have a whole table. It's going to be 24 hours. We'll get bored.
We got to have somebody get tased.
Okay. If we reached
a certain point of like donations, we should have
Brian. I never have.
Does someone have a taser?
I've never been tasered. I would at least take one for the team.
And we could do the rent-a-rant still.
I
will rant about anything for like X dollars a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't decided what the price would be, but like if you give me $100, you get an hour of me ranting about whatever you pick. Anything, you know?
Or I could just bring up how Gotham is a wonderful show and everyone should watch it, or you know, Donald Trump or something like that, and I could just get you to rant for free.
I don't plan to ever, but not. I mean,
I
there
suppose.
Are specific things that's not getting me to rant about which whatever I want is the best. You know,
I guess that's true.
Somebody.
By the way, it's Poe. Just spoiler. Obviously fucking Poe.
Tinky Winky.
Yeah, Tinky Winky was kind
of
like...
He thinks he's hot shit. Oh, I'm the leader of the Teletubbies. No. Fuck you, Tinky Winky.
You're giving away Tinky for free, Nathan.
Poe was little. He was scrappy, man. He was red. Red's a good color.
It is a good color, but purple is the color of acceptance and awesome.
Oh,
purple is the color of royalty because it was the most expensive color dye in medieval ages.
There's two things that were mentioned up here, too. The 4-hour Cards Against Humanity game.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
For us playing that. Or a Mass Effect 3 stream.
I'd do a Mass Effect 3 stream.
I would love to see Brian have to sit through that again.
We would have to, like, a Clockwork Orange Brian through the whole thing, too. Just, like, strap him to a chair and put toothpicks in his eyes.
Funny story. I've never played any Mass Effect games, and I know nothing about the plot.
God, they're so good.
Oh my God, you should play it then.
Completely virtual.
Yes. You should live stream your experience.
I think at the end, the universe gets destroyed. I'm not sure.
Close enough.
Yeah.
You should live stream your slow degradation down the Mass Effect stream.
God, it's so good.
Is it out for the PS4 yet?
No, it's Microsoft only.
No.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No,
PC.
No, that's Bethesda.
Not on PS4.
Is it Bethesda?
It was on the PS3.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine. Whatever, fuck it.
I think it might come out for the PS4.
Speaking of that, fingers crossed for a re-release.
Fuck you, speaking of shit on the PS3, but not on the PS4. Fuck you, Sony. I bought Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10 for my fucking PS3. I downloaded them onto my PS3. I fucking own Mega Man 9 and Mega Man fucking 10. On the PS4, I can rent those pieces of shit.
Exactly.
For like $5 a day, which means they run on the PS4 because I can fucking rent them. I already bought them. Let me download them. Let me keep them.
They need to get rid of that.
Rental only? Go fuck yourself. I already paid you for them.
They need to get rid of that rental system because I fucking can't stand it. There are so many games that I'd love to play on that rental system that they have.
Who uses it?
No one, probably. That's why they have to put all the good games out there.
It wouldn't be bad if it was rented for $2, buy it for $20.
Yeah, if you could actually buy it, I'd like that.
The fact that they literally won't let me buy it even above and beyond the fact that I already did buy it.
Exactly. The whole game exists in a digital form on that console somehow.
And you can't claim, you know, you can't even claim like, oh, you had it on the PS3, but it doesn't work on the PS4. It's not programmed right. Bullshit. I know it's fucking programmed right because you'll let me rent it.
Exactly. No, it's I think that's the stupidest thing they have on there, especially since it does. There are so many games that I'd love to own, but I just can't because it's that stupid rental service, and I'm not gonna lower myself to actually sign up for that thing and pay that much to play those games for just an hour or two. Like, I'd rather have them. I just want
to
buy them.
I kept my PlayStation 3 just to play Mega Man 9.
I own all the consoles that I've ever had. I own every single one because of bullshit like this.
Yeah.
Like, Overlord, it was an alright game. It was fun to play. It's just a little casual, like, yeah, game. But I can only rent it on there. I can't buy the fucking thing.
Yeah.
So I have to keep, like, my old consoles.
I don't mind the rental if you also could buy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason for that not to be the case.
No, if you want to rent it, try it, that's fine. That's your business. But if it's the only way I can play that game, fuck right off.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. There's a reason, like, that's why, like, the Super Nintendo stuff that I have is so, like, wonderful, because I know that, other than a battery dying maybe in the actual cartridge, I still can play the same game that I had when I was 12 years old today, and I didn't have to pay anything more than what I did when I bought it.
That's why I hate the exclusives that are based on not only when you buy something, but where you buy it,
mm-hmm,
because, like you said, you know, if I plug in, you know, Super Mario Brothers 2, it's the same game. It was. You know, yep. I'm not missing a level just because I didn't buy it at Game Informer.
Yeah, and they
or
designed it from start to finish. Like, that's it. It's done. They don't release some, like, half-ass piece of shit with day one DLC.
I don't necessarily even mind. I mean, that is wrong. Like, but I mean, I can live with that as a fact of life. What I don't fucking like is pre-order gets you this special item.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, the Batman ones did this, where there were like 8 different unique costumes that you got depending on which store you bought it from. Like, Best Buy was the Adam West costume, and like GameStop was some other costume. And it's like, fuck you. Like, mm-hmm, that's stupid.
I think Dragon Age was one of them where that one was kind of an interesting item pack that they released, because you got like this super cool armor that you could wear almost immediately that was just like, it's the only armor you're ever going to wear throughout the entire game. But the big thing that they gave were the gift packs. So like in Dragon Age, you could build up a relationship with somebody by giving them gifts that were specific to their like desires or their enjoyment. But like in this item pack, you got things where it was the first thing you gave them. It didn't matter if you met them 5 minutes ago. They would go from like their mid-level "I like you" to boom, let's have sex. And I thought that was stupid, because you also,
it eliminates the gameplay.
It does. The gameplay's gone, because there's a lot of scenes in between at those different levels where you get to learn a little bit more about the characters and get sucked in more. But it's just like, boom, yeah, sucking. That's what happens when you give them those. Well, yeah, but it depends on which attachment you use, right? Because there's that whole Fleshlight Ninja Star that exists. Yeah, the 3-Fab. I don't know if we've talked about that at all. The guy who invented the Fleshlight that's almost, it looks like a Ninja Star almost, but he's engineered it to
where... It's not a Ninja Star. It's like 3 tubes all in a row.
It looks more like a pan flute. So he's engineered it to where you get the mouth experience, a butt, and a vagina all in one. And I don't know, it's weird.
It's called the 3-Fab.
It's strange.
It's a real thing.
Yep. Sex toys.
But why?
Just for people who like that stuff, I guess.
But, like...
Okay. Recommendations.
I would just assume if I'm a dude who's into butts, I would just buy the butt one.
Well, this is so you can... If this you, is like, you it's a like variety? A fun dip. Like, you get different packages you can dip your stick into.
Yeah.
God, I think I just want to stop it now.
Recommendations.
Yeah.
Zappity! I recommend One Punch Man.
Yeah.
So the basic premise of One Punch Man. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, that was already.
Well, the thing is, though, with that thing, Tort does mention you can install them in the field, and you cater to all different types that want to fuck the field.
See, there it is.
Fair. Fair. Mm-hmm. That's true. Lambeau Field.
Really,
yeah. You could even appeal to different team people. Like, Vikings traditionally hate us. So do, like, the Bears people. They could just fuck Lambeau in the ass and just be like, yeah, fucked it in the ass.
be the only way that fans from those teams could. I shouldn't really say that because we've lost to Chicago and Detroit at home, and we still have to play the Vikings this year. So,
to be fair, the Packers are the worst team in the NFL right now, so fuck them.
This way you can.
In there you go.
Any orifices.
There you go.
Whichever way.
And I feel like Lambeau, I was trying to think, no, I don't think Lambeau, no, Lambeau would be giving. Lambeau would, all three holes would be available depending on the stage of your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, Lambeau would be GGG, you know, good giving and game, I think. I think Lambeau would be down to ride the Brown once you had reached that stage of your relationship. I don't think Lambeau Field would be stuck up about it.
Oh, but now we're developing like a punch card system where like you get to go there.
So like season pass holders get to buttfuck Lambeau Field, but if you just have one ticket, you just get a handy?
Exactly.
Is there going to be like a mannequin hand? And it's like, well, you were in the cheap seats at one game.
Oh, and it is a manual thing, too. So it's almost like
you have to Dutch rudder. You get a Dutch rudder from Lambeau Field?
It's like 1980s Dutch rudder. You don't have the necklace to make that mannequin alive.
God, there's a mannequin fucking reference in our goddamn podcast.
Lambeau still not as bad as last week's.
By the way, Lambeau Field Dutch Rudder is the name of the first album from the smash hit band Government Subsidized Fuck Cruise.
Oh, wow.
I will. Tort, it's your job to Photoshop that album cover.
Damn it.
Oh, man. My recommendation is two player games. Amanda's been cruising for two player games, just because we're two people.
Mr. Jack,
we looked at Ghost Stories, Seven Wonders,
sure,
the duel,
yeah,
and then there was one other one.
Have you played Mr. Jack?
No, I haven't.
Not yet.
I will loan you guys Mr. Jack and Mr. Jack Pocket.
But I think there's a lot of neat, like, there's a lot of things to explore out there in the two-player world of games, so, and I just thought, like, if you don't discount them, I guess, just because they're two players, like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, the five-player games are awesome, like, Blood Rage has their fifth-player expansion, so sometimes it's just hard to find people who work all on that same schedule and can function, so two-player games are pretty legit, because usually you can find at least one other person to play them, so.
Also,
what Brian is actually really getting at is I have a friend, she and her husband just moved across the country, and they're board gamers, and so it's just the two of them right now, and so I was looking for things that I could, I don't think they're watching anymore with the way the podcast was going, but I was looking for things to
as soon as mannequin
acquire.
And jobs
yeah. They were just yeah. like, done with out. That. No, I was just looking for games for them so that they would be able to play board games, but you know.
But even what Brian's saying, like, I think you're right that a lot of people like will poo-poo two-player games. Like, well, I'm a serious gamer, and I always mm-hmm. play with a group of five or whatever, but the thing is, like, if you have your gaming night or whatever, mm-hmm. not everybody shows up at the same time, or you finish your first big game of five and three people want to go run to Five Guys and get burgers and the other mm-hmm. two are like, I'm not going, and they just, you know, I mean, little time filler things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you have like a lot of times we'll have a really big game day and we'll have 10, 15 people mm-hmm. and then there's that wait, you know, one game will finish and you're like, well, that game over there is going to be done in 10 minutes and that game's going to be done in a half hour. So then you got this time and people can just shuffle around and play some pickup games, and it's just great to have two-player games around for that. I also, War Machine Talk, as a press ganger, I always bring two-player games to the events I run in case there's a buy. And so that person sitting there with mm-hmm. their thumb up their ass, they can play Mr. Jack, they can play Battleline, they can, you know, play a game with me.
Yeah, it's pretty. There's always a place for them, and I think it's people discount them too quickly.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my recommendation.
Plus, some of I think the best fucking games out there are two player games. War of the Ring is an amazing game, and Twilight Struggle is an amazing game, and those are two player only, and everybody should play those.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm still fairly new in my board game like waters. I haven't really gone
are
in
you
many
like
places.
A Lord of the Rings guy at all?
I enjoy the movies and stuff, but I never read the books. I don't have a huge boner over the series, but I play the games.
War of the Rings fucking amazing.
It is. Brian so. Killed me when yeah. we played it.
Did you ever play Twilight Struggle?
No, but I've heard good things. I mean, it gets
I
like
talked
top
him into buying
ratings.
It. Yeah, I talked him into buying it, and he ended up selling it because what he determined was that if you and somebody played Twilight Struggle constantly, mm-hmm. it would be your new life. Like, Twilight Struggle is my roommate and I do literally nothing but play Twilight Struggle 8 sure. hours a day because, oh my god, it's the greatest fucking thing. But if you're not going to devote that, he's like, to get good enough to devote your time to that, he's like, I've got too many.
And with him, you have to find someone else that's willing to do yeah. that. I mean, yeah. that's...
But if you're looking... Yeah. If you like the Cold War and you like two-player board games, you should play Twilight Struggle. The only game I know of where you can make the world explode by calling the having the Olympics happen.
That's like some Naked Gun level stuff.
Well, there's a thing where like if DEFCON ever gets to 5, the world explode, or 1, which direction does DEFCON go?
1.
1. If DEFCON ever gets to 1, nuclear war happens, and whoever made it go to 1 loses.
Mm-hmm.
The game, because, you know, even though the world is destroyed, it's your fault, Russia or America, depending on who caused it to go to 1. So it's a game loss condition if you're the one who makes it go to DEFCON 1. And you can call the Olympics, and the Olympics basically say, give me a fuckload of victory points or move the DEFCON down a slot, whichever you pick.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sometimes force people to play a card out of their hand with no option. And so I can force somebody to play a random card, force them to play the Olympics, and then as the other person, I will choose the DEFCON loss, and then they lose because they played the card. So it's like, how dare you call the Olympics nuclear war? You lose.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, all right.
Does anyone else have a recommendation?
Mine is,
I hope so.
Yeah, maybe. I do, but
well, go ahead.
I'm gonna recommend another podcast.
Well, on this podcast, any other podcast. Yeah. Any other podcast.
It's a little more highbrow than Crippled System. Impossible. It's Serial, the podcast. It's All American Life. Last year they did one on some kind of unsolved murder thing. This year they're doing the Bo Bergdahl thing.
Yeah, this year they're doing it on a thing that everybody knows the ending to, which is weird. So
I was kind of, I mean, that's the only thing that kind of, I'm kind of like, oh, but there are details about it that the first episode just came out on Thursday, I think it was.
Did you listen to the podcast about the podcast?
No, I haven't.
Because the family of the guy that the first season is about made a podcast about Serial, discussing Serial's effect on their, so there's a podcast about that.
I need
podcast.
To do that. That sounds awesome.
That's too meta for me.
I thought you were talking about like
Cocoa,
you
know, Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Or
other types of cereal called Chocula.
Kind of fucking people do we bring on here?
Yeah.
I
would too.
Talk especially about if it was about
Boo-berry.
Kicks.
Boo-berry.
Boo-berry is the best.
Boo-berry. It's just I love Boo-berry.
I wait for it every year. There's a picture of me with like 50 boxes of Boo-berry because I was so excited.
I still have
nope, because I just opened it. I had a whole like family sized box in the cabinet, cracked open into it. It's gonna be my December cereal.
Good on you. Good on you.
So yeah, that's my recommendation. Boo-berry? I don't know, the first season.
Gonna recommend Boo-berry.
Too. Boo-berry is good if you can find it. I mean, right now, you know, it's Christmas time. You
might they always have it at Woodman's.
Do they?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
Just like they always have all the flavors of Spam at Woodman's. Fuck you. Fuck you. Spam. Spam is amazing.
I love Spam.
Oh, my God.
I don't eat it very often.
I'm not Hawaiian, bro.
You slice it, then you fry it up crispy, you make Spam and cheese sandwiches. Holy shit. Spam and cheese sandwiches are so good. fucking good.
I already know what Amanda's pod recommendation
racing.
Is.
Okay.
Is pod racing.
Pod racing.
Pod racing.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say that. So my recommendation, I may have recommended it a long time ago. We played it this morning. Play some more Sentinels of the Multiverse. Mm-hmm. New expansion is coming out soon, which is Villains of the Multiverse. The game is still fun. I really like the replayability of it. Don't try to overthink it. Just sit down and play heroes and play villains.
How did that miniatures thing they did work out ever?
It's a solid game. Okay. I mean,
I've just never got a chance to explore it or anything.
I've played it. Nate and I played it at a
demo of it. Yeah.
At one of the ACD Games Day, and it was fine. I mean, I own everything for it.
Yeah.
It's not Sentinels. I mean, it's a strategy board game with where you play one of the heroes.
Gotcha.
But Sentinels being a co-op game and everything, I mean, that's, it's so different.
That's one of the big selling points. Amanda and I think Amanda liked or fell in love with the artwork of it.
Oh yeah, I love the art. I mean, that's why I love to play it too. I mean,
I think that's why we originally picked it up.
No, and I just really like the game.
Well, you didn't know about the game until...
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fine. She called me out on watching Burlesque in the theater, and I didn't remember until after she told me, so...
No, I texted you.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, God damn it, Brian.
That was calling me out.
Yeah.
It's okay. But at any rate, I thought I like the co-op aspect a lot. That's probably the biggest selling point of that game to me. It's really fun.
Yeah, I think my issue with the board game one, at least from the demo we played, and it could just be that the way it was set up, but it didn't seem like they didn't give us like partially wounded or partially powered up characters. They seemed pretty vanilla, and any character could kill any other character in one go. So it was very like Alpha Strike and fuck you, you're out of the game. Yeah, was the experience I felt. It was team game, so like what happened was like I got Alpha Struck and just died, and then Andy killed both of our opponents, so our team still won. Mm-hmm. But as the first person, it just like somebody ran 50 yards and just punched my head off, and now I don't play the rest of the game. It was a little disconcerting, but I guess the game was only 5 minutes after that because Andy killed them both on his next turn. But so I don't know if that was weird or if the game always plays that way. But if the game always plays that way, some people might not like that.
Yeah, I think we'd have to really pull it out and play it. Somebody had mentioned here, too, is like Alpha Gamer Syndrome has ruined Sentinel Swarm. And that's what I was saying is you just don't think about it. Just sit down and play those heroes. If you get somebody who does the Alpha game, tell them because it ruins the fucking game for everybody else when you're telling everyone how to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were playing fun. Pandemic Legacy in the Monday board game thing, mm-hmm. and there was nobody's being. I'm probably the closest to being the alpha gamer just because I'm very vocal when I think somebody's a good idea, but I still tell people it's your turn, do what you want, but I really, really think this is the right thing to do, which I'm not sure if that makes me an alpha gamer or not, but I mean, I still say, you know, do your own thing. Yeah, I mean, as a team, I think it's worth it. That's the tough thing about alpha gamer is like if I am correct that's the right thing to do, it's better for the team to do it, you know. So it's not that I think my way's right, it's like literally this is mathematically provably the better thing for us to do. Mm-hmm. And so if you see it's hard not to mention it because then you're hurting your team, you know. Correct. And so it's really tough. But somebody else was actually to the point where they were moving somebody else's figure during their turn. They're like, oh yeah, the team says this is what let's do, let's move your model. And it's like it's her turn. Let her at least move her pawn.
And that's kind of why I decide when I'm playing Sentinels.
But again, that's tough. Like if the team had all agreed, like what's the harm? Like at this point it's nebulous and we're all just moving everybody's pawns, right? But yeah, it's weird.
Well, like with Sentinels, there's options where you can play with all of your hand face up in that. Mm-hmm. But then you just sit there and get into, not arguments, but you get into like going, well, you should play this because I could play this and then you could play this.
Yeah.
It's much more, it feels like more of a game when I say, well, I've got this in my hand, I could do this. And then you say,
take care of this and you can do that. I mean, I've never had that problem. And you guys, I know you guys have.
I would never play face up hands.
I'm pretty sure you guys have accused. I thought Jim had been the alpha gamer in some of the groups that we have been doing.
He's always the alpha gamer.
But he never. Every game of Sentinels I've played, Jim's been in, and he doesn't really. To me, it doesn't feel like he's alpha gaming.
He's good at not doing it at Sentinels. Try playing Arkham Horror with him sometime.
Okay,
and you will see it.
Sure.
But again, that's why I like to call it quarterbacking more, because they honestly feel like they're helping the team and they're being the captain of the team. It's not just like, I'm the best, listen to me, chest thumping, you know? If they're trying to help the team win. Like, we all want the team to win, and if there's six different things we can do, that it's Brian's turn, if there's six things he can do, but thing number four is the correct thing for him to do, it's really fucking tough not to say, Brian, you should do thing four. You know, and especially hard if he starts to do thing two, and it's like, Brian, thing two is literally the worst thing. Like, I know it's your turn, but the team wants to win. And that's just what's really tough about co-op games. Because there isn't, it sucks for everybody else when one person's telling them what to do, but it sucks for that one person to be that asshole, or to not be that asshole and watch the team lose knowing that they could have been an asshole and had the team win.
But how important is winning? Isn't the journey more fun, Nathan?
Games should get around that, you know? And that's why I like games that have individual win conditions tied into the team win conditions. Mm-hmm. That's why I like Dead of Winter.
Sure.
Is because of
I
that.
I just, eventually...
And it's also why I love Space Alert, because Space Alert gets around it by just saying, fuck you, you don't have time.
Everybody, yeah.
Shut up and take care of yourself, because you don't have time to see what Chris is doing. You got your own problems.
Yeah. No, that was the one thing about gaming. Once I gave up winning or losing, I had so much more fun playing games. And granted, I'm not that good, so it's fine. But once I gave up on trying to win and min-max and like figure out everything, it's like, you know what? I'm just here to have fun.
Yeah, but as a team, you don't want to let it doesn't. In an individual,
we lost and won today, and I'm like, you know what? I had fun with both games. It was great.
It's easier for me to give up in an individual board game and not care if I win than it is to do like in seven. We played 7-1 three times yesterday, and I got annihilated all three times. So I did not give two shits. Mm-hmm. But in a team game, I would just feel guilty. I would feel because even if I don't care if I win or lose, I don't know if Amanda cares. You know, maybe she really cares that we lost and she's frustrated and she really wanted to win and she's like, oh, you know, maybe it bums her out to lose. And if I could have helped the team win,
Brian wouldn't come home with a black eye.
Yeah. You came home with a black guy?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, well, he wouldn't have sex with Amanda, so I mean, I understand.
It was from that beard site. Amanda forced it on me, typically.
I just suggested it.
Brian sandwich.
Yep.
So, on toast. I guess we're kind of segued into a discussion about alpha gaming. There is one game that I know of that completely removes the alpha gamer, which is a great game, Zombies Keep Out.
Yes, because of the face down aspect of
correct.
It.
Because you're making a decision based on three different things. You should not discuss those three things. You just make that decision and then you place the card face down. The rest of the players should not know what the other
options are. It eliminates the alpha
are.
Gamer for that portion. You can still alpha game for your voluntary action, but
oh, yeah.
eliminating yeah. it for the bad stuff deck yeah. is definitely... Zombies to Keep Out does a great job of that by having yep. the Calamity deck happen on everybody's turn and be secret and not allowing them to discuss it, and they have to choose.
Yep.
Yeah. That is definitely true. That's a good way around it.
All right. My recommendations. Play more Sentinels.
You have anything besides yeah. pod racing, Amanda?
Talk about pod racing. No, what is it apart from a terrible
that I've
waste
done,
of time
oh,
and a terrible game?
So rude. The only thing I've done lately is Destiny and Final Fantasy VII, so I would recommend. Well, Final Fantasy VII's on sale right now.
Final Fantasy VII is my fourth favorite Final Fantasy game. High five.
She's not giving you a high five.
No, I will. Ten's okay. my favorite.
So what's what do
I rank 10 above 7, but it's not my favorite.
What do you feel about
9 in Tactics?
The re-release being episodic.
Four.
Oh, I'm excited.
Tactics is awesome.
To be perfectly honest, yeah, I'm down for it. I'm very happy that it's a remake and not a remaster. I actually really look forward to anything they plan on doing.
I'm intrigued with it, but I to be perfectly honest, I would almost want an actual remake.
Well, that's
not a remaster in a sense, where all the graphics are redone. Mm-hmm. I still like that old, mm-hmm. the old combat system mm-hmm. where I have the four guys lined up on one side and I'm just going to go each one. Time wise, it's fine. I don't like the real time versions of those combat systems, and that's what 12 is.
Did you ever play Grandia?
I love 12.
It was on the Sega Saturn I know and of it, PS1, I think. Because Grandia did a really neat thing where it was turn, you know, when it's your turn to act, you know, mm-hmm. it had the battle meters fill up, and then with your character's meter was full, they did an action, like the mm-hmm. classic Final Fantasy. But spells actually had, like, areas of effect, and melee attacks, you had to be adjacent to the enemy, and when you did an action, like, if I had this character attack this goblin over here, the character would actually start running across the screen, and until they got to the goblin to actually attack, their meter wouldn't start filling. So the actual battle was happening in real time with characters moving around, but it was still turn-based like sure. that, and it was super cool because, again, spells had, like, an actual physical area of effect on the screen, so you'd have to try to move people around to be in different spots. That's my absolute
it's
favorite.
It's like a tactic
mechanics.
Style, then.
Yeah, I think the Eternal series, like Eternal Sonata is the one that comes to mind, did kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Where you do, it is turn-based, but it's also, like, you have some real-time mm-hmm. stuff going on. It's legit. Like, I to be honest, as with the Final Fantasy VII thing, when I walked in the house and saw Amanda playing Final Fantasy VII, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? This, like, comes out, like, soon-ish.
I was sick.
Oh, it's 2017.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a ways away, a but I was sick, and it's a good, like, sit there and not do a whole lot game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not... You're playing the old one.
Yeah.
I assume yeah. the new one had come out, and I just hadn't noticed.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, oh.
No, they had it on
sale.
You
should replay 9.
I have no way to replay 9. Actually, I've never played 9.
I honestly, at your recommendation of 9, I was like, all right, how do I do this? I don't have a PlayStation 2.
I own Final Fantasy 9, and I think I might have a PlayStation 2 in my
well,
basement.
We have a PlayStation 2. I just have a copy of 9.
I'll loan you Final Fantasy 9.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
No, I can just give you 9 here.
There you go. He'll loan you 9.
Okay.
Amanda's calling in sick tomorrow.
Yep. But the sad part is you're going to have to sit through 30 seconds of
the battle
loading into the battle, and then 30 seconds of going out of the battle. Every single time.
That was egregious on the PlayStation RPGs. It was that the loading screens
no,
battle
the,
start and finish.
Seven, the remaster for the PS4 is the PC port, and they did a thing with the L3 and R3 where if you press L3, speeds up the game times 3, R3 will just like consistently refill your HP, MP, and your limit breaks, and then the two together is just no random battles, and a lot of people really don't like it, and I think it's the greatest thing ever when you need it.
It's optional, mm-hmm. so don't use it if you don't want to.
Right.
Like, if there's people who wanted to just play through and see the story, mm-hmm. it's neat to have it there. It, you know what it's kind of like? It's like one-button mode on Bayonetta.
Or jumping in Bayonetta Commando 2.
It's an action game like mm-hmm. Devil May Cry.
Oh, no, I know
whatever.
What it is.
Yeah. So, well, for those listening who don't. So, it literally has a mode you can turn on where if you hold down any button, she will automatically do all the ultimate combos and win every fight. And so you and automatically like move towards the next scenario zone. So you can just put a brick on any button on the controller and the game will beat itself.
That's how I ended up getting my
it's
cool
items
in Lufia 2.
It is all, which it was that game is mode. Yeah. I mean that's the thing. It was yeah. not I don't think that's 100% wrong that the internet assumed that was so that you could masturbate more easily.
Yeah.
That does bring
but it's
up
there. Like if you wanted to see the story of Bayonetta, you just put on one button mode and put a brick on the controller. Yeah, yeah. It had a story. Fuck you. There was a blonde hot chick and a brunette hot chick.
Okay.
That's conflict.
I'm okay with that.
There
that
was,
game was legit. Fuck
the other other cool things on sale on PS4 right now is the Telltale games for Game of Thrones and Borderlands, but you can either get Game of Thrones and Borderlands separately on their own for like $3, and then you can get like the whole series of everything they've done so far, like The Walking Dead 1 and 2, and then like the Beast Within things, and Game of Thrones, and Borderlands for like $27.
It's a little annoying, because the Game of Thrones is the only one I don't own.
The Game of Thrones
but one it's also $3.75.
To get all 5 chapters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that when I get home.
I don't have Walking Dead episode 1. I don't have the full season up. And I have it on Steam. I don't like playing it on my computer for some odd reason. Then they gave away recently for the PS4 Walking Dead season 2 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to buy season 1 because I wanted them to be joined together because I know some decisions from episode 1 or the season 1 carried to season 2. And so I had one and looked at it. It was like $27. I'm like, I'm not buying this right now. I'll wait till it's on sale. So now I know it's on sale. I'm going to have to get it.
Well, that's like, I just love the way those games play. Because like sometimes I just want to like have a casual like walkthrough experience, push some buttons to do some things or make some choices. It's like a choose your own adventure movie.
Mm-hmm. I was comparing it to Until Dawn, which I think is just
Until Dawn's
fantastic.
A little more deep, yeah. You have to still walk around, and in this game, you don't walk around.
It's way more intense. Like, it's way more intense, but it's very similar.
Which is actually kind of funny. Brian and I both agree that the Borderlands Telltale game is the best of the Telltale games, and I think it's because it's the least intense. Well, and, like, because there's so, like, the other games, like, the Walking Dead games, I really, really... Like, I know that there's a right answer. I play fake. Like, I know, like, I'm playing as the good guy. Like, I know that there's a correct answer, and I know that there's a correct thing to do. In the Borderlands games, I don't give two fucks. I'm just having fun and blowing up bandits, and so it feels a lot more natural, and that's just made it a lot more enjoyable as a story, I think.
And sometimes you don't know what the right answer really is in that situation. Like, sometimes I think the answers are like, well, yeah, Blade, I should just do this and show everybody that I'm a good lord, and then the next thing you know, you're fucking dead.
Right. I haven't played the Game of Thrones ones, but you know, especially Walking Dead season 1, it's like Clementine is standing there and it's like, do you like knife fuck this guy to death or do you give everybody hugs? And it's like, well, like the 8-year-old girl is watching me. I will give people hugs. And now everybody likes me because I gave hugs. You know, in Borderlands, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, knife death.
Yep.
Like, I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, you just do it. Like, it's interesting. You can play it out like you have just no conscience at all. And then the other way is to play like you actually want to see, like, the ending that's intended. And also at the end of every episode you do, they show you like the percentage of people that sided with your big choices.
Mm-hmm. That's
I really like that too.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said it's always discouraging when you're like, okay, 11% of people took that.
I don't know. I can't take like episode 3 of the Borderlands one. I was in the majority with every one of my decisions I made with one of the characters, and I was in the minority with every decision I made with the other character, which is, I know, it's kind of cool. Like, I played her
sometimes
different than everyone else. Yeah. Like, I was unique. I was a snowflake.
Exactly.
All right, so we should probably call it a day.
Okay.
Well, Brian has to finish his beer still.
Yeah.
No.
Chris said he'd do it for $48, so...
$49. Let's not.
49. Yeah, it was
49.
The was number was at 48. Mm-hmm.
So I would have to bid 40. I don't know. I'll think about it.
All right, cut it.
It's not getting any fresher though.
No. No.
It's so fucking bad.
It was. When it's warm, it'll taste better.
Nothing tastes better warm.
It's just like when I listen to them like compare other beers to that one, they just like, it's not this beer. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, really? It's not. It's gross.